possible penalty for early withdrawal.
For what you need in a bank, call Reliance.
Member FDIC.
It's football in March. The River City Rage Indoor Football Home Opener kicks off Saturday, March 26th at the Family Arena in St. Charles. Visit ragefootball.com for tickets and information.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Good afternoon and welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you feel a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
It is so hot out there.
How hot is it?
I don't know, like around 98,
99. Okay.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the side of the street.
My mic.
It sounds okay to me.
Does it sound like I'm on a
No. Not at all.
Is it just me?
You have a rich, deep, ballsy voice.
What?
Ballsy?
Yeah.
Aaron, you look great today.
Oh, thank you, Frank.
I'm not kidding. It sounds like I'm on the phone or something.
No, that sounds okay to me. I don't think anybody else here.
I don't notice it.
Maybe it's my headphones.
Yeah, probably your headphones.
Maybe somebody installed a filter on your microphone.
Yeah, a phone
make
filter.
It sound like
Wait a minute. Hold it, Peon. If it sounds okay, how could somebody have installed a filter on my microphone? They would have installed a filter on my headphone.
Yeah.
You just blew the bit.
Idiot kid.
Dumb, stupid, idiot kid.
Loser.
You missed hearing that, didn't you?
Yeah.
Karen, you look great today.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And I say that not being able to see you, but I've never seen you when you didn't look great.
Oh, that is just so sweet. Awesome. What's he wanting, you guys?
Terry, you look great, too.
Thank you, dear.
Well, folks, here's the deal. I'm in sunny California, and here's the funny thing about this is, it's not really that funny, but I bought a new piece of equipment, and I had it shipped out here because I'm out here on vacation, but I'm a workaholic, so I can't just take vacation. I have to work, you know that.
I think everybody knows that.
And so I shipped this piece of equipment out, and I tested it out a couple days ago with Mike Breitenstein, Mike Chuck Norris Breitenstein. He's our Mike Chuck Norris Otis Breitenstein. He's our chief engineer. And I mean, it's crystal clear. It's perfect. So everything is a go. It's like down in Cape Kennedy. It's a go. Houston, we are ready. And then last night at midnight, something that never happens out here in this particular part of Southern California, major power outage.
Uh-oh.
And I mean, it was an underground transformer, 2,400 homes out of power. And, of course, we're in that 2,400 home area. So with this brand new piece of equipment, it really doesn't do me any good. I end up being on the telephone because we don't have any power. Now, here's the other interesting thing. Yesterday and the day before, if you watch the weather, and they gave you the national coverage, the hottest place in the country for the last 2 days has been, of course, right where I am.
Mm.
Okay. 92 today.
So you're hot and uncomfortable right now.
No, you know what? Here's the funny thing. Inside here, it's 72 degrees. Now, it's held that because we, you know, we close the drapes and try not to open the door, and it's held at 72. All these buildings are made out of, like, stucco. They're concrete.
Right.
So they'll hold the cool. So as long as I can hang on, now I just went up to 73. I just looked at the
Oh,
window.
No.
Well, but the only problem
miserable.
Is you can't move any air. You couldn't even have a fan on.
Oh, he moves air.
No,
oh.
But here's the funny thing about the power. Here's the funny thing about the power being out. And every one of you has done this. Every one of you listening, every one of you in the studio has done this. You even though you know the power is out, you do dumb things.
Oh, yes.
Like you go, well, we'll just watch TV till the power comes off. Now, my wife, who is dumber than most people are dumb. We're all dumb when the power comes off. But she's dumber than most. Here's what she said to me this morning. She says, well, because I really wanted to catch up on this goofy, absurd Michael Jackson.
Oh, man.
My son called me from St. Louis. He says, Dad, have you got the TV on? I said, no, it only power. He said, oh, man. He said, Michael Jackson has lost his mind.
Yeah. He's walking around in PJs like a crazy guy.
Right, late for court. Not a good thing.
Yeah, he's gone crazy. So I said, oh, man, how frustrating. I can't turn on TV. My wife says, turn on the stereo.
What a dumb chick.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Which, of course, you can't do. Now, let me tell you another dumb statement made by Dan Strauss. I talked to Dan on the phone earlier. I said, Dan, the power's out. I got to go on the phone. And he said, well, at least, he says, let us fax you some stuff. I believe most fax machines are electric.
Except thinking it was on the phone, just the phone line.
Well, the phone line part, but he can't get anything.
But you have to plug a fax machine in.
Right, I know.
But you know what? Everybody does the same thing. When the power goes out, you go in a closet and you turn on the light. I flip the switch. I did it myself. I went in the closet, dark closet. I flip the switch, nothing happens. You go in the bathroom, flip the switch, nothing happens. Now, Ameren UE, or whatever it's called, in St. Louis, if you ever have had your power out and you call them, what they'll do is they'll give you an estimated time that the power should be back on. So let's say it's noon and you call them in St. Louis. What I found is they'll say, well, it should be restored by 4. Mm. It's normally restored by about 2.
Right.
Because what they do is they overshoot it, and then your reaction to them from a PR standpoint is, wow, those guys are on top of it. That wasn't supposed to be fixed till 4. Mm. It was done by 2. And I think they exaggerate the length of time so that, you know, in the end, you're not...
CYA, cover your...
Exactly.
Something.
Yeah. CYA. What does that say?
Cover your...
Your answers?
Cover your Ameren. And so here, I call, it's California Edison. Now, with a name like Edison, the inventor of electricity, you know, you'd think, oh, man, the inventor's name is on it.
No, that was
these
Ben
people
Franklin.
Will have this fixed in an hour. You call them. They do the opposite. Here's what they said. They St. Louis time, they said this would be done by 3 o'clock. Now, let me see. It's 3:18.
Uh-oh.
Not done. So I called them back. They said now it's looking more like 5:30. So there's a chance that we're going to be spending the afternoon together on the phone.
Whoa, your ear is going to hurt.
Oh, my ear
is going to go numb. You're going to have to switch sides. That's really uncomfortable.
Yeah, she
you
said
know, Karen,
that
that's not the first time you've said that.
Well, I know.
Because it's
going to
hurt.
That's not the first time Karen has said switch sides.
That's right.
Only usually she says switch ends.
Yeah. What? Whoa.
It's going
to
hurt.
Yeah. You know, it depends who I'm talking to.
But it really is weird when the power goes out. We are such babies.
Well, I cannot sleep at night when the power's out because I always have a fan going in my
bedroom. Well, when I'm with
bedroom.
You, you've never needed to sleep.
No, that's true. But when I sleep, I always have a fan going.
I can't believe the way she treats her fans. She always has a fan going.
She hates her fans.
Oh, boy.
Is it pointed in any certain direction?
What?
The fan?
The fan? Shut up.
No, I mean,
no, I just have it on to circulate air.
You need to cool off certain places.
And
Darren, I think what Peon's getting
I know,
to,
I'm,
there,
I mean,
there are parts of your body that are hotter.
Well, yeah, I can turn the fan if I need to.
Man, it's dark in here.
I farted, I miss you guys.
You need one of those big industrial
You need those
fans.
Headlights, yeah, the lamp on the head.
One of those airplanes.
One of those big turbines. So that's the story. It's probably going to be 92, and hopefully any minute, and what will happen is any minute, if the power comes on, we'll take a break, I'll run down the other room, and we'll fire up all this new fancy equipment, and we'll be fine. But if it doesn't happen, then we'll just do our thing on the phone, because we've got a lot of fun stuff today. We got Outdoors Ned today.
He'll
be on. We got Joe Hipperson today. And he's going to tell us what's going on in St. Louis over the weekend. We got Mike Evans. We got Jim Holder. Now, Mike Evans calls me last night. And I think most people know that around 7 o'clock or so, Mike likes to have a big glass of wine.
Is Mike Evans a big drinker?
Well, he's not a big drinker, lady, but he likes a good big glass of wine. So he calls me last night, and now there's a big tennis tournament out here. It's called the Pacific Life Open. Pacific Life is an insurance company, and Agassiz. I went by there yesterday and walked around a little bit. Andre Agassiz out here. Andy Roddick is out here. And a few big names. Mike calls me, and he says, in his I've just had a full glass of wine voice, he says, hey Frank.
Lucky you.
And I said, yeah, Mike. And he said, you never guess what happened. He says, I went to Ralph's today. Now, Ralph's out here is Deerberg's. It's the supermarket. Right. Ralph's and Jensen's are the two supermarkets, kind of like we have Deerberg's and whatever that other place is. So he calls me. He says, I was in Ralph's, and I was in line at the supermarket, and standing right next to him in line, either in front of him or behind him, Martina Navratilova.
Or was it John Denver?
Well, you know,
he's dead.
Well, we think he's dead.
Yeah.
Did you see the body?
No,
nobody saw the body.
Wow.
No.
So it's either John Denver back to life, or it's Martina Navratilova. So that's going on. Easy, Terry.
Excuse me.
So that's kind of the deal, and what we'll do, folks, is, I got something for you here. I've got a mystery voice, and I'd like to play it for you. Now, granted, it's over the phone, and if we get fired back up here and I get power, then we'll run it right through the line, and it'll be a little better quality. But I want to play this for you. This is somebody, and Dan, you're disqualified.
Yeah.
Oh, you
okay?
Know.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is somebody who is very, very well known to people in St. Louis. And I'm going to play this for you, and then throughout the course of the afternoon, we'll see if you can tell me who this is. Now, hang on here. Let me see if I can get this working. Hold on. Here we go. Hold on.
I'm AM in the PM.
Did you hear that okay?
Stan Musial.
Here it is again.
No.
I'm in the PM.
You two three times. Hang on.
Hang on.
I'm AM in the PM.
That sounds like double D to me.
Did you hear that okay?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Listen.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. I'm AM in the PM. That's what it's saying. Here it is one more time.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, wait, let me give you one more time. Hold on.
That's sick.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, that's the mystery voice. And just kind of digest that.
Was it Stan Musial?
Very well known in St. Louis.
I think it's Double D.
I think that's a great guess. That's a good guess.
That's a very good guess. I'm not going to tell you if it's right or wrong. I'm just going to say it's a good guess. Okay?
Hey, what would you rather be without? Too, while I'm thinking of this, what would you rather be without? Electricity, water, gas, or what else do we have?
All right, now let me just tell you one other quick story about how dumb my wife is. When she gets up, she likes hot tea, and she heats water, and she makes hot tea. This morning she got up, and I said, I woke up in the middle of the night because you know that goofy feeling when you wake up and you realize the clock next to you is dead?
Yes.
And it's a weird feeling. You can't hear those regular sounds. There's no light. There's no light outside. I said, hey, the power's out in this old place. We get up this morning, power's still out. She says, well, no hot tea. Now, the hot tea is heated on a gas stove. She says, I said, what do you mean no hot tea? She says, well, we don't have any gas. The power's out.
Oh, man.
And I said, no. Now, what you have to do at that point is you have to be very careful. You can't say things like, you're stupid. What you have to do is you have to baby talk them.
Uh-huh.
And you say, no, gas and electric are separate utilities. Okay, just like water. We have water. We can still go to the bathroom, take a shower because it's a gas water heater. I said, so no, you can still have your tea. All you have to do is turn on the stove and put a match to it. It doesn't have the igniter. So I went in, and once again, as has been the case in over, well, for many, many, many times over the years, I had to be the smart one. And I walk in, turn it on, put a match to it, gas comes on, and her water's heated.
Wow.
She looks bewildered. Wow. I didn't think we could have any hot water because the power was out. I said, no, power is not gas. You have to do it in a nice way. Or they get mad.
And you can say stuff like, you act and look like Jessica Simpson.
What a comment.
Barry, what you can say is you look like Jessica Simpson. But if you say you act like her, then they say, well, you think I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. Because so I heated the water. And
well, you're the protector then. You're the
I'm the protector. Yeah, yeah. And she realized that gas and electricity are not the same thing.
The hunter-gatherer you are.
Yeah. So now she had hot water. So it's you know, I'm sitting here just almost stalling, hoping that any minute I'll hear that familiar. You know when the refrigerator comes on?
Oh, no, yeah.
And here's the other thing. I'm sitting in the kitchen on an uncomfortable kitchen stool next to the refrigerator because that's the only way that I'll know if the power comes on. So I'm right next to the refrigerator in the kitchen hoping I'll hear that hum and I'll know the power's on.
Now,
will you
know.
Guys fill me in on this Michael Jackson thing? I've talked to my son. I've talked to one other person. Apparently, here's what I get, and then you can fill me in. This clown was late for the trial.
Mm-hmm.
The judge has threatened to put him in jail and not let him stay out for the remainder of the trial. He showed up in, like, pajama bottoms or something, and he claimed he hurt his back or something? What happened here?
Yeah, I had heard that he went to the hospital and said he was having some back pain or spasms.
Lower back pain,
right,
yeah.
So that's why he wasn't in court on time, and what I had heard was when he didn't show up, they immediately issued a warrant for his arrest.
Because they thought they had another OJ deal.
Right.
Yeah, he didn't call. He never called
right,
or anything.
Right. And so when he showed up on the spot, I understand he was arrested and read his rights. Now, I don't know if that...
No, he wasn't.
Okay. Then I didn't hear all of it correctly.
No, he went to the hospital, said he had lower back pain or had a pain, and he said that he tried to contact the judge. And he couldn't contact the judge, so he contacted his lawyer, that Misero guy, who immediately tried to get a hold of the judge, and the judge said, you have, like, 1 hour. You have to be here at 10:35 on the button, otherwise you give up your $3 million bail money, and you're immediately going to jail. And he didn't get there till, like, 10 minutes after that. He was, like, 10 minutes late.
Well, then you know what? They should put him in jail.
Well, that may happen.
It does, now we got something.
I
used to wonder, why are we covering this? Now we got something to cover. We got a guy coming to court in his PJs. Who is feigning a back trouble. This guy is a moonwalking dancing machine.
Yeah.
Right.
And he turned around. I watched the whole thing. I'm a news junkie.
Yeah, and I
watched
the
whole thing. When his SUV pulled up and screeched in front of the courtroom or the courthouse, he got out slowly, and he's walking like a crazy old man, and there's two of his bodyguards holding on to him. But you hear those loser fans screaming at him, and he turns around both directions and waves to him. Now, I think everybody in here has had back problems.
Right.
You don't just spin around and wave to your fans, you know. And then he turns back around, and he's walking like an old crazy guy again.
But then the reporters go, He appeared to be listing.
Oh, just to his left.
Listing only a boat or a ship lists, don't they?
But what I understand is he went into the court and then he came back out immediately and went to another room where they said he might have been using the bathroom or he might have been going in to the judge's chambers. Then he came back out and the judge talked to the jury and said, "Don't let this have anything to do with your decision whether Michael Jackson is a stinking pedophile or not." But the law experts on TV said that what will happen as soon as today's affairs are over in the courtroom and the kid gets finished testifying, then the judge will tell Michael Jackson, "You forfeited, you were 10 minutes late, you forfeited your stuff." So we don't know yet what the judge is going to do.
Ooh, that is great, isn't it?
Yeah. This is the greatest story. Yeah. It's the funniest thing in the world.
Well, you know, he avoids every confrontation by, first of all, getting the flu, which I still say was a load of crap.
Yeah.
And now back pain, and then it'll be something, it'll be a migraine or something in another week.
Stuff that you can't absolutely say unless you're inside of his head, if it's true or
not. And anybody else in this situation would be expected to appear in court even if you had the flu or back pain or a migraine.
And it sounds to me like that judge is one of those guys that doesn't put up with this kind of stuff.
So
it'll be interesting.
But you know, it's weird. All the reporters were going, "He looked like he was in distress. He did have a distressed look on his face." But
well, you know that thing about where they said he appears to be listing? Maybe what they were saying was that he's gone gay. He appears to be lisping.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There was one reporter on CNN that said, "But did you notice how he turned to both directions to wave to his fans?"
Oh, so, they did?
Yeah. And he goes,
CNN said
that? Yeah, CNN said that. He goes, "He must have selective back problems."
Now, when he turned to wave to these fans, is it that hot out there that they got fans up out? See what I did there?
Oh, yeah.
See what I did?
Probably not as warm as where you are.
Looks warm.
I think we're gonna take a break. We come back. We got Outdoors Ned coming up, and then I'm just going to hang with you here on the phone as long as I have to, sitting on this uncomfortable stool.
Well, I hope you're okay.
Well, I'm going to be okay, Terry.
Okay.
I'm going to be okay. Don't worry
about Michael.
I'll be fine. Let's talk real quickly about Title Source. We take a break. We come back. We're going to talk to Dan Merrifield, who is with Lakeside Exteriors. He's at the home show. A big home show. But before that, I'm sure Tile Source is probably down there, too. Tile Source, your source for tile. Now, I'm in California. California loves tile. The roofs of the homes are tile, for goodness sakes. I mean, they put tile everywhere. We put it on the floors and bathrooms, and we do maybe some people have the money, put it in their driveway, outdoor tile. Some people do kitchen tile, entryway tile. It goes on top of the house out here. Tile, or a different kind of tile, I guess, roofing tile. But tile is a big deal, and it always will be. It's not like I saw, and we'll talk about this later, but I saw a story today where it's the return of colored appliances, turquoise, avocado, harvest gold, all that stuff from the 70s is coming back because it came, it went, it stayed away 30 years or so, and it's back. Tile never goes away. Tile is never outdated. Tile is like marble. Tile is just a beautiful product that if you use it and apply it right, will give you, and the next generation after you, great beauty and great wear, but you need to know where to get it, and you need to know who can help you, and that would be the people at Tile Source. Two locations, the original on South Handley, and the second location, which is in Baldwin on Manchester, and that's the one that's open Monday evenings till 8 o'clock. All we ask is this: if you're going to make a tile decision, don't make it without going to the source. Tile Source, your source for tile.
Pick up Cardio Discovery at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Keep your New Year's resolution to get fit and join KTRS in supporting Life Skills Foundation's first annual walk, run, and roll event on Saturday, April 30th at Tower Grove Park. This family-friendly event is open to all ages and fitness levels and includes a competitive 5K run, a non-competitive 5K run walk, and a one-mile walk. For more information, please call Life Skills Foundation at 3-
July 2004. Tax title license expert. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 3-31-05.
This message about type 2 diabetes is brought to you by The Essential Group. Do you have type 2 diabetes? Diabetes can be frustrating, especially if you're doing what your doctor told you. If you're not seeing the results you want, even when you exercise, watch what you eat, and take your medication, we may have an option for you. Not every treatment works for every person, and new treatment options are continually sought. If you're currently taking an oral medication for diabetes, but still struggling to get your blood sugar level under control, get ready to take down an important phone number. 1-877-STUDY-64. Local physicians are conducting a research study of an investigational medication for type 2 diabetes, and you may be able to take part. If you qualify, you'll receive all study-related exams, lab tests, and study medication at no charge. To learn more about this diabetes research study, call 1-877-STUDY-64. That number again, 1-877-788-3964. 1-877-STUDY-64.
What is this?
A mystery voice.
I'm AM in the PM.
Boy, that,
who that
sounds
is?
Like a young guy. He sounds young.
I'm AM in the PM.
I still think it's double D.
I think you're right.
I'm not going to say yes or no yet. Mm. All right, one more time. Here we go. Hang on.
I'm AM in the PM.
There we go.
Oh, I don't know.
That's there's a mystery voice. Hmm. I'll reveal it. I'll reveal it later.
Hey, the young and lovely Mike Evans affected by this blackout or this?
No. He's over in the where the wealthy people are. You know the TV, radio, Hollywood.
Sure. Oh yeah.
Yeah. They don't. They've got like I think a clause in their contract when they buy their places, power will never go out.
Yeah. Nothing ever goes wrong here.
Yeah. That's the difference between the Hollywood Connection and the St. Louis Connection. Yeah. We have a big home show going on in St. Louis. It's a big deal every year, and I think the biggest part of the big deal is that this is going to be an opportunity for you to get to go and see a product and a company that we've talked about for a long, long time. It's a product that I have on my house, and I am thrilled to death we made this decision. I'm talking, of course, about Hardy Plank, the greatest siding in the world, and you can get it from Lakeside Exteriors. Lakeside, of course, is at the home show, and on the line with me now, from the home show, isn't technology great? You got a guy at the home show. You got me in California, and we're on the line together. Dan, are you there?
I'm here, Frank. How are you?
Wow, you sound far away. Oh, wait, you are far away.
Hi, gang. How are you?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, Dan?
So how's the home show?
Oh, the home show is great. Our display really looks good. Everyone can see the different types of a Hardy Plank that you can put on your house and see the different colors, the different styles. It really looks good.
Now, what do you have, a booth, or where are you? For people who go down there, because we want them to find you, anybody who either right now or in the future, the near future, is thinking about siding. I'm not kidding. We went through this whole siding mess, and it's very confusing, and everybody says they have the greatest siding, and there's a lot of vinyl siding out there. Some of it's pretty good, some of it's crap. But nothing, there is nothing like this fibrous cement Hardy Plank, which you guys put on. Where do they find you if they want to? And you actually have the product. They can really touch it, see it, feel it, smell it, whatever.
Right. If you go onto the 9th Street entrance onto the convention center, we are located at booth 1425. And we built a small home in order to bring down and show everybody. So it looks like a small house.
Wow. Well, wait a minute. Hold it. You built a small house at the convention center?
Right. Well, we actually drove it into the convention center.
Drove the house.
Pretty cool.
So, Dan, what happens to that house when this is over?
We actually have a trailer where it hoists it up on the trailer, and then we just drive it down the highway.
Well, where does it go?
It goes in our warehouse.
Could
you have a house family? In your warehouse.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Wow.
Is it big enough to be a weekend cabin?
It could be. It would be a great hunting cabin.
Oh.
If, Would it be a big enough cabin for Karen to pick up some extra money with customers
hey,
on it?
Hey, 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 hey. Hey.
She already owns a back seat. She didn't need it.
Oh, my God.
So anybody who wants to see what Hardy Plank is all about and wants to meet you guys, of course, they have an edge if they say they're AM and the PM. You treat them extra nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, booth 1425, and you can literally see a home, a small home, with this. And I got to tell you something, folks, if you're going down there, really, honest to goodness, go by and just go up and wrap your knuckles on this stuff and lean against it, because if you're accustomed to regular, what I call regular siding, especially a lot of builder siding, the stuff will bow and buckle and cave in. This stuff won't do it. In fact, would you go so far as to say, if anybody wants to come down and headbutt your siding, could they do that?
They could go ahead and headbutt it. More power to them.
More damage to the forehead than the siding. And now also, if they just want to call, like, is there anybody manning the phone since you guys are down at the home show?
I do have a skeleton crew back at the office.
I've seen those
people.
They're real thin.
Skinny people.
Yeah. Real skinny people. Mm-hmm. Those are your anorexic employees.
Right.
The skeleton crew. 636-978, I believe, 5000. Is that right?
That's correct.
And they can call you. But better get out to the home. The home show's fun anyway. It really is. And you've got to make this siding decision, and this makes it easy. You get to see a lot of stuff in one place, and I think what's going to stop you in your tracks is Lakeside when you see Hardy Plank. It's a no-brainer. Now, we've given the number. The booth space, again, is 1425. So really, no matter where they come, and if they get a program, just go to 1425, and you'll be there. Be nice to our people, will you?
I will.
Okay, be extra nice if they say they're AM and the PM.
Sure.
All right, Dan.
All right, thank you, Frank.
All right, take it easy. Have fun.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Dan.
There he goes, Dan Merrifield from Lakeside Exterior. What a great company. What a great product. The other piece of big news from St. Louis, and I know about it here, when I heard it, let me just make a quick little observation. When I heard that Kurt Warner was going to be a Cardinal, my first reaction was, well, you know, why not? If you can throw a baseball, if you can throw a football, you can throw a baseball. I mean, why not put him on the Cardinals?
No, not
what is it?
Arizona
football.
Cardinals.
We're off a day too long,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Oh!
Different sport. Yeah.
Okay, that's different.
Yeah. Right.
Because I hear Kurt Warner is a Cardinal. I thought, well, pitcher. I guess he'll pitch.
Yeah, Rick Ankiel wants to be a quarterback.
Yeah, he's
hey, man, let me just say something. Before we bring Outdoors Ned in here, think about this. Can you even imagine if the Arizona Cardinals would make it to the Super Bowl against the Rams, would Bill Bidwell just be so giddy knowing that he took one of our people?
But that couldn't happen, though.
Because
they couldn't play each other.
No, we're in the same division.
Right.
Well, even when they come to town to play here, it's going to be weird.
Yeah.
And if they beat us, Bidwell's going to wet his pants because you go, oh, ha, 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 you know, we got your guy and we beat you. There's something weird about it.
Yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's not as weird as if he would have gotten Warner directly from the Rams. You know, he had the stuff over in New York.
So he had to get their cast off.
That changes things. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was amazed, too, at the money. I mean, here's a guy, even as a Cardinal quarterback, was it $4 million?
Yeah, for one season.
Good night.
Yeah.
I've said it before. I'll say it again. We're the wrong job.
I know it.
Sports or movies? As a professional athlete or the movie
band? And we got those top physiques, too. So it doesn't, we don't deserve it. Does anybody know if Kurt Warner moved his family from St. Louis, or did he just keep his home?
He probably just
stayed here.
I know he built a magnificent, like, $2.5 million house here over in West County, and I don't know if they sold it and bought a place in New York, and now what, is he moving to Arizona?
Yeah,
you know what, poor Kurt Warner having to move all the time.
Yeah.
poor guy. Poor Michael Jackson.
I thought he bought a place out in New York. So.
Well, he may have just for...
Well, let's put it this way. He bought whatever Brenda said they'd buy.
Well, that's true.
Whatever she says they'll do, that's what they do.
You'll have to load up the pickup again with all that stuff in the back.
Yeah.
Like the Beverly Hillbillies. Hey, do we have Ned on the line?
Yeah, we do.
I say we hit the music.
Oh, should we break first?
You want to break?
Yeah, we'll break.
All right. Peon, as you can tell, runs the show.
Yeah, he does.
So he says we break, buddy. And we're going to do that. And when we come back, we're going outdoors with Outdoors Ned on the Big 550 KTRS.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Plus, you'll always be in charge of your IRA, regardless of where you work. By opening a self-directed IRA at the Mutual Fund Store, you get professional advice and access to thousands of no-load funds. After all, if you're going to take the risk of the markets, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? If you have a rollover or an old 401k, call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. They're waiting for your call. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
This is Dan Dierdorf. If you're looking for great skilled nursing care, outstanding physical, speech, and occupational therapy, and warm, caring people, and if you're looking for them all in one convenient location, look no further than Del Mar Gardens of Creve-Coeur. At Del Mar Gardens of Creve-Coeur, you can count on dedicated, caring professionals offering superior care and services in a warm, home-like environment. Great activities, elegant dining, beautiful accommodations, and a perfect location make it the perfect choice for your loved one. We invite you to visit Del Mar Gardens of Creve-Coeur, where you'll find professionals you can trust, caring for the ones you love. Call 314-434-5900. Del Mar Gardens of Creve-Coeur. Their address, 850 Country Manor Lane, conveniently located near I-270 in Olive. Again, their phone number, 314-434-5900. Give them a call for more information.
It is time to go outdoors, and here's the man to take us outdoors. He's only been on with us about 3 weeks, and so far, the response has been, we haven't had any response.
No, none at all.
But when we do have response, it's going to be great. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome Outdoors Ned Spurk.
Yeah.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ned.
Hey, Ned, you sound like you're a long way away. Oh, wait, you are a long way away. I just did that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thought I'd do it again. How are you?
Hey, you know Kurt Warner's house?
Yeah.
I bought that house.
Oh, yeah.
I know you might find that hard to believe, but did you?
Yeah, good for you, man.
$2.65 million.
Good for you.
It was great to work with.
Yeah.
Good for you.
It's paying off.
Hey, how's everything in the world of the outdoors?
It's wonderful. It's a good time to go to, this is the home show this week, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Good I didn't know that.
Ton of water.
Wait a minute, I didn't know. I just
lots of outdoor projects you can do down there. It'd be a good time to go to the home show.
Yeah.
It's through Sunday, and you'd have a good time down there. They've got a bunch of great exhibits this time, and, I mean, they've really done a nice job with it. You know what I want to tell you about?
What?
You know what Urushi is?
Urushi?
I'm talking about Urushi.
Didn't he play?
Urushi as opposed to my Urushi?
Yeah, Urushi.
Didn't he play one of the guys on Hawaii Five-0?
No.
Urushi.
Hang on, don't tell us yet. Let's think about it.
Urushi.
Never heard that word.
Is it a plant?
No.
Yep.
I know Japanese baseball player. No, I'm thinking of Babe Ruchi.
Babe Ruchi. Now, this is an older plant than that.
All right, we give up.
It is the substance that's found in all the poison plants. Poison oak, poison ivy,
You know what? I knew that.
Huh?
I knew that.
Why did you say it then?
Anything, because I didn't want to make you look, I wanted to make you look good, so I acted like I didn't know it.
Let me tell you a couple things about it. First of all, more than half of the people in the world are allergic to these things. This is a good time of the year to start getting it, so you got to be careful. The old leaves of three, let them be. It's a good rule. There's a lot of plants out there that look like poison ivy, poison, and actually poison oak sometimes has three leaves, most of the time five, but a lot of them are lookalikes, like Virginia creeper and stuff like that. Stay away from all that stuff.
Now, wait, hold it. Don't gloss over that saying.
Virginia creeper?
Leaves of three.
I made this up, by the way, this saying.
Leaves of three, let
them be.
You just said a lot of poison oak is five.
Let them be what?
Let them be, just leave them alone, you know what I mean, Karen?
Okay.
But now, wait, hold it. You just said a lot of poison oak is five leaves.
Most of it is.
So what is it, leaves of five, man alive?
Yeah. It could be.
That's good.
Now, did you make that up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just now. And what
doesn't marijuana have five leaves?
In your world, it does, Jerry.
So you can still apply that.
Yeah.
Yeah, let it be.
And what about poison sumac?
Poison sumac's got a ton of them. It looks like, you know those plants that turn purple?
Yep.
Those are sumac plants, and they are weeds, and I think they're beautiful myself, but they're almost like a fern-looking thing.
I don't
have serrated edges like a fern, but they have a bunch of leaves. And but
you know what the dope smokers say? Leaves of five, far out.
That's right.
Smoke a bowl.
Listen to this. 1 nanogram, which is a billionth of a gram.
Now, wait a second.
Mammogram?
No, not mammogram.
Mammogram.
Oh, mammogram.
That's a breast exam.
Is all that's needed to cause a rash.
Wow.
There are 28 grams in an ounce. Now, I did get that from an old cocaine purchaser.
Oh, my goodness.
He said there's 3.5 grams equals an eighth of an ounce. But 1/4 of an ounce of this stuff is all that's needed to cause a rash in every person on Earth. You're allergic to it, buddy. You are allergic to it.
Pretty strong stuff.
So when you're out there, you want to stay away from any plants that have three leaves, no matter what they look like. And poison ivy in particular is usually a vine.
Now, if you smoke poison ivy like marijuana, will your lungs itch?
You know, it's funny you say that because they used to say... I guess it's funny you say that. What they used to say was that Indians would chew it, and it would make them immune to it, but it's absolutely not true.
Oh, man, if you chew it, wouldn't your mouth itch?
Oh, you'd be in bad shape. You'd be in bad shape if you chew some poison ivy.
I hate itchy gums.
Oh man.
That's bad.
There's actually poison oak's not, I mean, it's in this area, but poison ivy, what you see around here most of the time, poison oak is usually a West Coast kind of thing. But, boy, stay away from the poison ivy because it's getting bad. And, you know, that old thing they talk about, too, don't burn it. Don't let it smoke. That'll get you. But we talked about this a little bit last week, Karen. You cannot spread it on your own body.
Okay.
And you cannot give it to someone. So those are a couple of myths. Everybody thinks, ooh, that goo that comes out of there. If I get that on my leg, it's going to... No, it's wherever you touch the plant and wherever your hands touched your body.
Mm. What if you put that goo on crackers?
No, I don't think so.
Poison ivy goo?
Ivy goo. Yeah, it's called ivy goo.
So if you forget your toilet paper in the woods, make sure you look what you're
grabbing. That's a bad place to get it.
Hey, you know what? Now, listen. Now, that you just... Yeah, and you just hit on something. What if somebody did wipe with poison?
Oh, I'm sure somebody has.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Outdoors net, probably.
I have not, actually.
Oh.
But that'll swell up on you pretty good.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, then you look like one of those, what are those?
Baboon.
Yeah, a baboon. Like a baboon at the zoo.
Hopefully you know what? Maybe that's why they look like, because in the jungle,
just
going around, they might grab some to wipe.
Sure.
That's what they did, and that's what happened to them.
And keep doing it over and over.
Between 10 minutes and 2 hours, if you've touched it and you know it, if you will wash it off, that's what I was talking about last week with the Germex, it will either minimize what you get, or if you do it within 10 or 15 minutes, you probably won't get it at all.
Wow.
So if you think you've touched it, and you're out there clearing some stuff, and you see a vine that's got three leaves on it, like you've touched it, go in and wash right away, and you may not get it.
You know, this makes me think of something else, that sometimes if you touch it, you have to wash it off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things.
What were you thinking of, Frank?
I can't remember.
Poison oak?
Yeah,
poison sumac or poison oak.
What is the sumac deal?
Oh, I am so allergic to that. Oh, my God.
Well, it's around here, too. It's the same basic thing. It's got more leaves, and they're little pointier leaves. Mm-hmm. They look like mint leaves almost. But it's the same amount of irritant. It's the same active ingredient, and it just makes you. And some people say poison oak is worse than poison ivy. It's pretty much about the same. And there's nothing, if you get it and get it badly, the only thing to do really is go to the doctor and get prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, prednisone is bad
because nothing really works. I mean,
no, all that calamine crap, that just makes you look ugly.
Especially when you get it on, like, where the baboons get it.
I've always thought it takes about an ocean of calamine lotion to get rid of this stuff.
Oh.
That could be true.
Oh, my God.
That is so stupid. I don't know why I laughed.
I don't know.
Well, go on down to the home show this week and check out all the outdoor projects. A couple of weeks, crappie fishing is going to be great, and I'm going to hopefully have some good stories about that. And don't forget to email me at nedsperk, that's S-P-E-R-K, at hotmail, M-A-I-L, Lotionquartet.com.
Why was that lotion used in that Barbershop Quartet song? Oh, what I'd give the world to see that old calamine.
That old calamine.
You know, I don't know.
Old galamine, I think.
Oh, is it gal?
Oh, they use that much of it. You know what?
Oh, okay. Yeah. See, I guess
I don't think that had anything to do with any of these diseases.
Well, Ned, it's always a pleasure, and I think the music can start, and we'll just say once again, you have brought a new element to the outdoors, indoors to us, as something valuable and educational and informative, and we appreciate that, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Appreciate the time, everybody.
Except next week, we're going to be on like a little early, like Tuesday or something.
Wonderful.
All right.
Yeah, that's my favorite day.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, outdoors and work.
See you outdoors.
He's very good.
I know it.
He's very, very good.
I've been in poison ivy before, and I've never...
No, I'm not allergic to that, but that sumac, that is horrible.
See, I don't know. What is sumac? What is that?
Well, what he was describing.
It's a plant. It's like a flowery plant, it sounds like.
So how in the heck, if you're walking through the woods, you're walking through all green stuff, how are you supposed to be able to look down and go, ooh, you know, there it is, in with other green stuff?
Yeah, stay out of the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? That's the answer.
Yeah.
I think the answer is stay out of the woods. All right, coming up next hour. So hang on, because after the news, we're going to have Joe Hipperson. And he's going to talk about what's going on in St. Louis this weekend, where to go, what to do, and all that stuff. We're also going to have Bill Cleflin. And if by some miracle the power comes on, for those who don't know, I'm out here with no power. That's why I'm on the phone and not using the regular equipment. If the power comes on, we'll have me sounding like I should sound, like I'm right in the studio. If not, I'll be back on the telephone. So stick around. Don't go away. News is coming up. It's 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross in Southern California, where a tale of sex, booze, and rock and roll has been the focus of the Michael Jackson trial. The singer's accuser is on the stand, and Jackson finally showed up for court as well. ABC's Alex Stone live at the Santa Maria, California courthouse. Alex?
Gil, the accuser told the jury that Jackson gave him all kinds of hard liquor and that the singer stood naked in front of him, but he's also said he doesn't remember a lot of facts. Something legal analyst Trent Copeland says could be fatal for the prosecution.
He really lost ground. He lost traction because he really couldn't testify to some of the very important details.
Some of his testimony also differed from what his brother said earlier this week. Gil?
ABC's Alex Stone live at the Jackson trial. Jackson was an hour late today, going to the hospital saying he had back problems. Surgery went well for former President Bill Clinton in New York. Dr. Joshua Sonnet says that the scar tissue removed from his lung was twice as big as they thought it was.
There were sections that were closer to 5 to 8 millimeters, and a thick, almost rubbery, plaque-like, hard rubber peel. Really quite remarkable.
Which made it hard to breathe. How long for recovery?
They're going to say 3 to 10 day recovery time, and we'll see how he does.
In the murders of the husband and mother of a Chicago judge, the focus had been on white supremacists. That focus may have been misguided. Chicago Police Superintendent Phil Klein says a man who committed suicide left behind a note that shows he was at the scene.
There is information in the letter that would point us to Russ having been in the Lefkow's house that day.
Other sources say that that note from Bart Ross was a confession and that he also sent a letter to WMAQ Television saying that he went to kill Judge Lefkow, who had ruled against him in a malpractice suit, but after the other two murders decided, quote, it wasn't fun, and left. ABC MoneyScope, 30-year mortgage rates hit their highest level in 7 months, averaging 5.8% on Wall Street today. The Dow was up 46. You're listening to ABC News.
I love sledding, but I'm so cold.
Let's go to my house for Ovaltine Hot.
All right, Ovaltine Hot, come on.
The kids will be back soon. Let's make them rich chocolate Ovaltine Hot.
Great idea.
Dave's mom's making
creamy, chocolatey Ovaltine Hot.
Yeah!
Oh, Ovaltine's made with milk.
Yeah, so Ovaltine tastes creamy.
And it's full of vitamins and minerals. Swiss Miss and Nestle Hot Cocoa aren't.
Mom, we're here.
Who wants Ovaltine Hot?
Me!
Let's make more.
More Ovaltine, please!
A lot of special fond memories.
The boys really love the tree house, and we're hoping that the new family will too.
Well, when we decided to sell our house, the first thing we did was call a realtor.
It was a great relief to have someone that knew what they were doing.
So when I see the realtor R, I feel confident.
Selling a home takes experience, commitment, and a lot of know-how. Ask your agent if they're a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
We're experts in a lot of things, but selling the house isn't one of them.
A message from your local, state, and national realtor associations.
It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. A high-speed collision this morning on Gravois leads to the death of a South County fire chief.
Acton Fire Chief Jerry Buny was heading west on Gravois when a purple PT Cruiser driving at a high rate of speed went out of control and collided with his red Lincoln this morning. Buny's car was overturned on the shoulder of the road, while the other vehicle is about 20 yards away on its side. St. Louis County Police Captain Rick Eckert says the driver of the PT Cruiser had stolen items from a nearby Walgreens and then drove off.
We know this car was going very, very fast. Couldn't even stay in the lane as it was traveling eastbound. Where you see the engine in the middle of the road is actually what we believe is one of the major point of impact, and the engine just got ripped out of the car.
Police did find the stolen items as well as drug paraphernalia in the suspect's car. In Afton, Steve Klotz, KTRS News.
The suspect's name has not been released. We are told that he is hospitalized and will probably survive. Among those paying tribute to Chief Buny today is Lime Fire Chief Neil Svetanix, who says he was well-respected.
Just a really nice man. Just a non-controversial figure who always got the job done.
Svetanix says to have what he calls some two-bit crook take Buny's life is especially tragic. The chief had been with the department for 37 years. A career criminal faces up to 60 years in prison after being convicted of the distribution of heroin. It happened near Gunlock Elementary School. 43-year-old Charles Schern was found guilty on the special finding. He was within 1,000 feet of a public school.
The drug trade in general is a violent practice where guns are often involved. So for numerous reasons, we want to keep them away from the schools. And the clear message is, if you're going to do this near school, you'll pay double the price.
U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says Schern will be sentenced in June. One person has been arrested, another is being sought for that hit-and-run accident which critically injured a 63-year-old man at South Kings Highway in Chippewa last night. Investigators tell KTRS News Daniel Jacobs was struck while crossing the road. Jacobs listed in critical condition. He is expected to survive. The Transportation Secretary's call for a 50-50 federal match for state investments in passenger rail infrastructure is being reviewed this afternoon by MoDOT.
I'll be honest, we're having a difficult time securing the funds for the state-supported. The idea of picking up additional funding, we're not really optimistic about right now.
MoDOT Multimodal Operations Director Brian Weiler is studying the Passenger Rail Reform Act. It was unveiled this morning in St. Louis by Secretary Norm Mineta. He says the federal match would be for state investments in trains, stations, and track. On Wall Street, the Dow up 46, NASDAQ is down 2, and the S&P is up 2. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from meteorologist John Fuller, mostly cloudy tonight, low 30. Tomorrow, cloudy, a chance of rain, a high of 43. Saturday, mostly cloudy and a high 45. It's 55. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 4:06, you're up to date.
Hey, Jim, I see your house sold. That was fast.
Yeah, we called Assist a Sell. They took care of everything. The best part is we paid only $29.95 in commissions.
$29.95? Yeah, but I bet you and Lisa had to do most of the work yourselves, right?
No way. Assist a Sell took care of everything. They helped us determine the best price. They did the advertising. They showed it to prospective buyers. They negotiated the purchase agreement and even handled all the inspections.
Wow, all that and you paid just $29.95? When Amy and I sold our house last year, we paid almost three times that much. It sounds almost too good to be true.
We were skeptical at first, but we checked them out, and they were for real. They have 400 offices nationwide and 8 offices right here in St. Louis and St. Charles. Well, Mike, I'd love to stay and chat, but I have to finish packing. With the extra money we saved, we're taking a cruise.
Man, when we sold our house, we didn't have any money left over.
Next time, call Assist to Sell, the full-service with savings company.
Call or stop by your local Assist to Sell office today, or find them online at assisttosell.com. Each office independently owned and operated. Commissions are negotiable and not set by law. Fees may vary by office and are subject to change.
Hi, everybody. Dan Dierdorf here for the Smokehouse Market. Specialty Food Magazine recently announced its rating of the country's top retailers for 2004, and the Smokehouse Market was named one of the top 7 retailers in the United States. That is no surprise to anyone here in St. Louis who frequents the Smokehouse Market. Jane and Tom Stainard have done an A-plus job of making this city proud. Go to the Smokehouse where they've got 300 different wines they're ready to enjoy and take home. 350 different cheeses, if you can imagine that, both artisanal and farmstead. Their master butchers will create whatever it is you want from behind the meat counter, all sorts of different olive oils. How about a sandwich from the deli? Every one of them made fresh, where they've got soup, salads, and all sorts of catering. Don't forget their gift baskets, a gift basket from the Smokehouse Market. I'm going to tell you, we'll send them over the top. And, of course, right next door, Annie Guns, listed as one of Zagat's top.
For DVD, call 1-800-700-1271. That's 1-800-700-1271.
Roads can be risky right now. CarStar reminds you, be safe, but if an accident happens, call 800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CarStar repaired nearly 10,000 cars last year. CarStar Collision Repair with 9 area shops.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock him in the head with a stone.
I'm going to play this thing about three times in a row. This is the Mystery Voice. And then we're going to take a couple of calls. This is the Mystery Voice, well-known voice in St. Louis. We'll take a few phone calls, 314-969-KTRS, toll-free, 1-888-550-KTRS. There's no prize here. Just to be interesting to me to see if somebody can nail it. Very, very well-known in St. Louis. And for those who just joined us, the reason I'm on the phone, major power outage here. There's equipment that allows me to have a quality of broadcasting that sounds very much like I'm in the studio, but it's unavailable because there's no power, so I'm on the phone. Now, here's the voice. I'll do this at least three times in a row. Here we go.
I'm AM in the PM. I'm AM in the PM.
No, I think I got it.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. I'm not going to say right or wrong. I'm just going to tell you that's the voice.
Can I guess? You want me to throw a guess?
Yeah, go ahead. Take a guess. Now, let me a couple more times. Here we go.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hmm.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, now you've heard it. Who do you think it is?
I'll say Joe Buck.
Joe Buck? I was thinking that.
Ooh.
Wonder why everybody's picking sports people. That's interesting.
Would you play it one more time?
You want to hear it again?
Now that he said Joe Buck.
All right, here, hang on here. Here we go.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, one more time. Hang on.
Hmm.
I'm AM in the PM.
No, it's Steve Savard.
If we didn't have it, you know, over the phone, it'd be actually a little easier. So what do you say, Karen?
I say Steve Savard.
And who else said Joe Buck? I said Deardorff.
No, Joe Buck or Deardorff, one of those two. It has to be.
All right. Can we take a couple of calls? 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888. 550 KS.
That's where we used to be.
Yeah, two of them.
550 KTRS. 1-888-550-KTRS. Just to get a feel for what people think, who they think it is, and then we'll get Joe Hipperson in here. And I'm going to have to ask Karen or Dan or somebody tell me who's on the line because I have no idea.
Well, Dan says right here is Roscoe.
Roscoe, let's talk to Roscoe. Hey, Roscoe, how are you?
I'm great.
Well, why are you so great? What are you doing?
Well, I just got home from work.
You know what? That is a good thing.
Yes, it is. It's a good thing.
So who do you think that is, Roscoe?
Joe Buck.
Joe Buck.
That's right.
All right. And you know there's no prize here, Roscoe.
I don't care.
Just the satisfaction of knowing, if you're right, that you were right.
I know I'm right.
All right, Roscoe.
Okay.
Right. You have a great Thursday.
Oh. Thank you.
Are you...
Am I what?
Are you letting anybody know if they're right or wrong?
Well, not yet.
Not till a little late. Not till probably tomorrow or till the power comes on, because then I have an exclusive interview with this person.
Whoa!
That I have pre-recorded. I did it yesterday, and there's kind of a hint right there is that this person was in California.
Hmm.
And it's a very well-known St. Louis, to the St. Louis people. This person is very well known. Mm. So once I am ready to play it, and I don't want to play it over the phone, then we'll reveal who it is. Do we have anybody else on the phone?
We do. This is Terry right here.
Terry, how are you?
Pretty good. How you doing?
No, not you, Terry.
Oh.
Terry on the phone.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. What's going on, Terry?
I'm doing fabulous.
Hey Terry, tell me the truth, because I didn't ask these morons because they'd lie to me. What's the weather in St. Louis?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Love you, Terry.
Absolutely fabulous. Sunshine, blue skies, about 55, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so you're a liar just like those guys.
Oh, sure.
Not on you either. So who do you think it is, Terry?
It sounds almost like Jim Hart.
Ooh. Hey, can you play it real quick?
But you know, what's amazing to me is I'm not a sports person at all. Everybody that's been guest has been a sports voice.
I think it's the St. Louis connection where you're saying there's a huge connection.
But there are other St. Louis connections. Can I play it again?
Right.
Hey,
yes.
Hey Terry, thank you very much.
By the way, one question.
Sure.
On that lead at Amos Owens, that was Jerry Reed, am I correct?
That's exactly right. Amos Moses, Jerry Reed.
All right. He's also a snowman in those Smokey and the Bandit.
That's right.
And Terry, you want to hear a great impression of Jerry Reed?
Sure.
All right. So on.
Yeah, wasn't it?
All right. Thank you, Terry.
See you later.
All right. Now here's the voice, the mystery voice again. Hang on. Here we go. Hold on.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. One more. Well, two more. Here we go. Hold on. Wait, hold on here. I messed up.
I'm AM in the PM.
One more.
I'm AM in the PM.
No, that's there either Deardorff or Joe Buck.
There it is right there.
Stan Can.
Stan Can. And, you know, it's funny, though, if you say that you ran into somebody outside of St. Louis, it really is true that they automatically figure, well, it has to be a sports person.
Right.
There's nobody else in St. Louis, but that's really not true. It could be a former politician. It could be somebody who was on the news. It could have been a newscaster.
Ooh.
It could have been somebody who...
I've got one.
I do, too.
Famous for having a restaurant in St. Louis.
How about Jimmy Connors?
I'm sorry?
Jimmy Connors.
Sports again.
Yeah.
Sports
again. Well, then people who aren't in sports don't usually stray from St. Louis for some reason.
Well, and the other thing is there aren't that many people. There are more people who are well-known who are in sports than in any other profession.
Mm-hmm.
Because most people don't know somebody just because they had a restaurant or just because they were a doctor in St. Louis. So that wouldn't qualify. It has to be some form of show business, which, you know, sports is. And that really eliminates everything except sports or some other form of television, which would be news reporter or, you know, that newspaper maybe, but there aren't that many famous. Do we have anybody else who wants to guess?
I have one more guess.
Oh, okay.
Is it Ann Keefe?
Oh.
That's a good one, but Terry, if you listen, the voice is not deep.
No, yeah, no, certainly not. Yeah. Susan is waiting to talk to you.
I'm sorry?
Susan is waiting to talk.
You know what? I'd love to talk to Susan. Susan, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Frank?
I've never been better, and I'm better now that I talk to you.
Oh, that's great. Me too.
Susan, how old are you, Susan?
I am your favorite age, 53.
That's perfect. I just got, all of a sudden, when I talked to Susan, I had a revitalization, a burst of energy. I don't know what that's about. Susan, who do you think that is?
I think it's Kurt Warner.
Arizona.
Wouldn't that tie in to what's just happened?
Down in the desert?
Yeah.
Yes, it would.
By the way, Arizona, Phoenix is 4 hours from here. I'll just tell you that. So Susan may have something here.
I may.
But I'm not saying. And Susan, I bet you have something even if you're wrong on this. I say you still have something.
I do. The guess might be wrong, but I do have something.
I'm sure you do.
Get to the doctor.
Thank you, Susan.
You're welcome.
There goes Susan. And I say we hit you-know-who's music, the man who's the hippest guy we know.
Hit the beat.
Oh, yeah.
It is about 18 and a half minutes after 4 o'clock. It's Thursday, which means we're one day away from the official start of the weekend. And everybody asks the same question, what to do, where to go, who to see. Here's the man who knows. Ladies and gentlemen, he is hip on entertainment. He is Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, and a big thank you to Steamatic of St. Louis for making my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner, and with that comes spring cleaning. Get your carpets done today. Steamatic of St. Louis, 314-434-4600. How is everybody?
Great.
Everybody is great. You sound far away.
Well, you sound far away.
Oh, that's right.
Uh-huh. That's the third time.
That's the third time I've used that video.
And, Joe, I have to tell you, we saw The Aviator over the weekend.
Did you?
Wow. That is tremendous.
Did you agree that Scorsese got robbed?
I think he did.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now, since she did that, I'm going to tell you that I saw over the weekend, in fact, it wasn't the weekend, I saw it Monday night. I saw
Kurt Warner got a little clip.
I saw Million Dollar Baby. And I know it won Best Picture. And I have to tell you something. I was disappointed.
Hmm.
And I think the reason I was disappointed was after all the hype and all of the, oh, my goodness, man, that it could never have lived up to what I was hoping it would be. And I'm not going to give anything away because I know people hate that. But it was a good movie, but it was not, to me, an Academy Award-winning movie.
Well, you've seen all the big ones.
I've seen Raid. I've seen Aviator.
Right.
And I've seen Million Dollar Baby. Great movie. And you know what? Best actress, Hilary Swank? Absolutely. Great performance. But is Best Picture? No, I don't think so. I think it's Ray.
Too much hype.
Too much hype. Ray should have had Best Picture or Aviator as just overall picture goes. But hey, it won, and it's done, and it's over with. It's funny because there were four of us that went, and everybody had the same reaction. Hmm. Great movie, but not that great. You know, good, better than just good, but not Academy Award winner.
Well, speaking of movies, we've got two big films opening up at a theater near you this weekend.
I can't wait for one of them.
Robot.
Oh, yep, Robot looks great.
And Hostage. Hostage stars Bruce Willis and is being called a return to the diehard Bruce Willis, all of us moviegoers love. Here's the 411 on the story, as the kids say. Willis is an ex-hostage negotiator who is now a small-town cop. There's a hostage situation in a large house in town, and Bruce thinks it's probably best to let the bigger authorities handle the situation. That is, of course, until the mob steps in, kidnaps his family, and tells him he has to go into the hostage-holding house and protect some secret mob stuff that nobody can discover. They could have called this movie Die Hard 4, except Bruce plays the character without the humor of John McClane. The film is definitely worth seeing because it's the best movie Willis has done since Unbreakable. The other film opening up tomorrow would be Robots.
Oh, this is so
I haven't seen anything about this movie.
Joe?
Yes.
Robots? Can I ask you something?
Please do.
I get confused. There's another movie out. I don't think it's the same movie. But a guy in a canoe, and the guy paddles his way in a canoe across the Pacific Ocean.
Here
it sits
comes.
Sits in that canoe until his rear end is so sore that he can't ever sit down again. Oh, that's Robot.
Oh.
You know, it's funny.
What a long way for that.
I know a lot of people that say that.
Yeah, Michael Jackson's sick,
Robot.
Too.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have heard about robots, and a lot of people watch TV. They keep telling you in every single preview that this movie was made by the same people who did the film Ice Age. Now, I think they're doing that so when you leave the theater disappointed, you'll remember that at least they knew how to make a good movie a couple years ago. The film looks great, but it just feels empty. It really lacks the heart that Ice Age had. I'm only comparing the two because the marketing campaign makes it impossible to ignore. I did a screening of Robots a week ago, and I took my 5-year-old reviewing assistant, Avery, with me. Now, after we saw The Incredibles, he could name every major character and point out all of his favorite scenes. After Robots, he couldn't name a single character. The only scene he could remember was a scene where all the robots have a farting contest. So, in closing, ladies and gentlemen, Robots is just a bunch of hot air. That is my warning to you. Concerts this weekend. Tonight at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino, you can see a tribute to the band Queen with the group Majesty. Speaking of tributes, I'm pretty sure at least half of the people listening right now have seen a Pink Floyd laser light show. Now, what's better than that, you might ask? How about a Pink Floyd tribute show? That's right. The Surrogate Band, a tribute to Pink Floyd, can be seen over at Pops this Saturday. If you prefer the real thing to tributes, then you can't get any better than Kenny Wayne Shepherd. He will be jamming over at the Pageant Saturday night. Here's a cool group name. Henry Johnson and the Oregon Express.
Yeah.
They will, Henry Johnson and the Oregon Express will be playing Friday and Saturday at Jazz at the Bistro. A band that my dad keeps telling me I need to check out because they're amazing, Wishbone Ash. They will be playing off-Broadway this Monday night.
I love Wishbone Ash.
Joe?
Yes.
Back to Robots, because I don't want people to make a mistake and get confused, because this is another movie.
Here it comes.
And in this other movie, which there'll be some confusion, Jeff Bridges' brother dies and decomposes. It's Borats.
Thank you.
Good Lord.
Thank you.
Hey,
Wishbone Ash.
Hey,
yeah,
Joe.
Wishbone Ash off Broadway Monday night.
Have you ever seen Wishbone Ash?
Never.
They are great.
But that's what my dad keeps telling me. And if you're a fan of Wishbone Ash, you can't get any better than off Broadway. It's a really cool venue.
Really?
What kind of music is it?
Oh, I'll bring some in. It's rock. It's like 70s, 80s rock, or not more 70s, 70s rock.
This Friday and Saturday at the Westport Funny Bone, come out and laugh at the I'm Rich Biatch comedy show with Donnell Rawlings and Bill Burr, stars of the Dave Chappelle Show. The I'm Rich Biatch comedy show is hosted by Charlie Murphy, brother of Eddie Murphy.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
Anybody got the blues? Anyone?
Oh, we don't have the St. Louis Blues.
No. Well, I'm sure that the absence of the blues on the ice at Savas Center has everybody jonesing for some form of the blues.
Awesome.
I have a solution. Why not try listening to the blues? The 2005 St. Louis Blues Concert this Sunday, March 13th, at BB's Jazz Blues and Soups. You can come out and hear Joe Miller, The Biscuits, The Bottoms Up Blues Gang, RX Blues Band, Billy P, JJ Band, Alvin Jets, Fat Noise Blues Band, and many more. If you want more blues, go out to Blues Fest 2005, featuring Bobby Bland at the Ambassador and the Northland Shopping Center this weekend. If you still want more, BB's Jazz Blues and Soups also has a great show tomorrow night with the Michael Burks Blues Band. You guys want to get a little advice? I can get you some advice on what to do with the family this weekend if you want.
We'll take it.
Okay. Now, if your kids want to go see the movie Robots, since we keep talking about robots, but you want to show them the real thing, get yourselves to the St. Charles Family Arena. Starting tomorrow, 9 a.m., you and yours can check out the St. Louis Regional First Robotics Competition.
Ooh, that'd be kind of cool.
Now, FIRST is an acronym. St. Louis Regional First Robotics Competition. FIRST is an acronym for Inspiration and Recognition of Science and Technology. The thing sounds really, really cool. FIRST gets kids excited about science and engineering by splitting them up into two teams, having them build a robot from a kit given to them by FIRST, and then the robots they build have to stack large pyramids on marked targets while racing against the other teams. Admission is absolutely free Saturday and Friday. And last but not least.
Oh, no.
All right, we have to wrap it up and wrap it up right. Since I am the resident Star Wars geek here at KTRS, I feel it is my duty to hook up the listening audience with the latest news from the galaxy far, far away. Tonight, on Fox, during the 7 o'clock airing of the OC, Lucasfilm will debut the full and final trailer for Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith.
I saw that promoted last night.
Revenge of the Sith?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Sith are the bad guys in the Star Wars world, okay? Now, this is a true story, I promise, and then I'm going to let you guys go. A mole over at 20th Century Fox actually emailed me a bootleg of this trailer yesterday. I watched it, and I have watched it probably 100 times. This is the coolest-looking thing I have ever seen in the Star Wars universe. If you don't get to see the OC tonight and you're really bummed out, don't worry. Go take your kids to see the movie Robots. It is in front of every copy of Robots in theaters in St. Louis, and online at StarWars.com on Monday. May the Force be with you all. That does it for me. Of course, I'd like to thank Steamatic of St. Louis for making my presence possible. Spring is right around the corner, and with that comes spring cleaning. Get your carpet done today. Steamatic, 314-434-4600. Save money and ask about the HIP discount. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
Oh, yes, you are.
See you guys later.
See you, Joe. He does a good job. He covers it all.
Mm-hmm.
He covers it all. You want to hear the mystery voice one more time?
Please.
Yeah. All right.
Hang on here, because here it comes.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. I lied.
I have a guess.
One more time.
A guess.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, what's your guess?
Johnny Londoff, Jr.
No, you know what? That's not him. I'm going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you yes or no to any voices except that one. That's not him, but he is on the phone.
Yes, he is.
He's on the phone, and he's live, and he has yet another good reason to really think about buying a brand-new Chevrolet from the biggest, the number one Chevy dealer
number one.
In the entire metropolitan.
What if I say I'm AM in the PM? Oh,
See, I can tell when you said it that that's not your voice. That just confirms that's not your... But John, how are you?
I'm doing well, Frank. How are you?
Well, you know what? I'm doing okay, except I have no power, no electricity. Electricity went out about 13 hours ago. 92 degrees here today.
But hey,
don't worry about me.
Does that mean you're perspiring?
I'll be fine. I know, though, as you told me yesterday, you have yet another great incentive for somebody to be behind the wheel of a new
March Madness has hit the St. Louis area.
early, even though the basketball events don't start until Saturday, April 2nd, March Madness, and a $1,000 additional incentive rebate on any Chevrolet car and truck that we have in stock that's been here since October the 26th. And you know what? We've got a couple of hundred of those out of our 900 unit inventory. That's what I said, 900. We got to sell some.
Wow. Oh, hey, John, if I
can't sell them, we'll just give them away.
If I ever make fun of the way you say Chevrolet, will you fire us and leave the show?
No.
Because you know you do say, and I like the way you say it. You say Chevrolet.
But I'm sorry, what did Karen say? I just heard that.
But I said it's cute the way you say it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I wasn't going to say it's cute.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Say Chevrolet for everybody.
I mean, you've been without power for 13 hours. You're sitting there probably sweltering right now. And,
I'm on the brink. Say Chevrolet.
Chevrolet.
Okay, he changed it a little bit. But normally it's Chevrolet.
We're taking $11,000 off of our Chevrolet Tahoes and Suburban.
Oh,
$11,000 off the sticker price.
That is a lot.
Wow.
That's a lot.
And we've got a lot.
Well, you do have a lot, and it's paid for.
It is paid for. And we have 2005 Chevy Impalas for only
$15,990.
Oh, I know.
And the deals just keep on coming.
It's amazing. Amazing Silverado, regular cab, two-wheel drive, brand new. This is a brand-new pickup truck, 05, for $11,990.
That's unbelievable.
Now that sounds just exactly like the one you sold me for $15,999.
Exactly. Thank you. Thank you very much, Frank, for buying that truck.
Well, you know what? I should have waited until that offer is on the table.
Yeah, that's really nice. Just tell them you're kidding.
It's easy. I am kidding because we bought a Z71 whatever, and it had a lot of stuff on it, and it was still a good deal. And, of course, if you're in the truck department, you see Joe Beanie. And give me the name of that guy you mentioned.
Joe's vacationing in Florida.
Well, give me that other guy's name.
Can you imagine Joe walking the beach in a pair of Speedos?
What is he, John or Joe Thornton? What's his name?
Mark Thornton.
Mark Thornton. What does he do?
He's our pre-owned manager.
He's a good guy to know the name of, too, if you're interested in pre-owned.
He is a great guy.
All right.
Hard worker.
All they need is an address and a phone number.
It is 1375 Dunn Road in beautiful Flores, Missouri.
Not to be confused with that road that's half gravel, almost Dunn Road.
Washington Elizabeth exit off of Highway 270.
All right.
314-837-1800.
All right, John, try to stay cool because it is hot. Oh, wait a minute.
No. It's cold. Your word's hot.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, we'll talk later.
All right, have fun.
All right, John.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Nice
to see you, John.
And what is the temperature there?
It felt like it was about 50. 50.
Yeah, 55.
Talking to my daughter in Kansas City, and it's very nice and pleasant, windy, so maybe some good weather is coming your way. We're going to take a break. We have to take a break, and when we come back, just whatever you want to do, folks, let me give you the number. We'll take some calls because we don't want to ignore you, and we don't want to eliminate you, even though this is kind of weird sitting here on the telephone. 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. We'll play the Mystery Voice, and then tomorrow an interview, an exclusive interview with that Mystery Voice, and so much more that I don't even know where to begin on the Big 550 KTRS.
434 at the Big 550. We need to talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Are you with us, Paul? Oh, it's not April Fool's yet. What is the deal? Back to commercials.
Ultimately. Spring clearance time at Ackerman Buick Hyundai. Hi, this is Doug Ackerman. If you live in Illinois, I have a special offer for you. I'll give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile service contract on every pre-owned vehicle you buy in March at no charge. That's a $400 value that includes free oil changes and tire rotations. We know you want a great deal on a quality pre-owned vehicle. That's why we're making this special offer in March to our friends in Illinois. Come in today and experience the Ackerman advantage for yourself. That's Ackerman Buick Hyundai, 270 in New Halls Ferry.
It's ironic.
Who?
38 at the Big 550. Now we'll find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. Good afternoon. We have an accident westbound 40 west of Big Bend that's on the shoulder, but westbound 40 is jammed back at Hampton. Downtown, eastbound 40 slow, Union Station to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 heavy, Salisbury to Cole Street. Eastbound 270, look for slow going, approaching Lindbergh at 170. Southbound 270 slow north of 40 to Doherty Ferry. An earlier accident there has been cleared. On eastbound 70 is heavy, Salisbury to Cole. North 55 is lined up at Park, headed for the Poplar Poplar Street Bridge. And on westbound 70 at Air Flight, an accident. Traffic flow near 170. This report brought to you by CARSTAR Collision Repair. Roads can be risky. CARSTAR reminds you to be safe. But if an accident happens, call 800-CARSTAR for accident assistance. CARSTAR repaired nearly 10,000 cars last year. CARSTAR Collision Repair, 9 area shops. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
Subject to change in availability.
Business.
I remember when Mary Lou.
What'd you say?
Spiders and Snakes, Jim Stafford.
All right.
A dirty song.
Yeah,
I took my snake and I shook it at her.
Oh.
I think it says that in
yeah.
Something like I shook it at her.
Yeah.
Dirty. It's another example.
Well, why is that dirty?
You know, I don't know, Terry. People make something out of anything. You know how people are.
Yeah.
Not
people.
Us. People.
People. Yeah.
Just people.
So Dan Rather is gone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good riddance.
Yep. And I didn't watch that, and I don't know anything. Was there a lot of there wasn't really a lot of tribute coverage, whatever, was it?
Only on CBS.
Yeah.
That was it.
There was a lot of to do on the cable.
I don't think you can say doo-doo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, a lot of to-do.
To-do, yeah.
Okay.
The cable news shows all talked about it. It was a big deal. But that's, you know, that's something in their business. You know, that's part of their craft. So they're interested in it. But I don't think the average American really gave a crap about it.
You know, what's interesting to me is they don't have, you know, of all the news people there are in this country, because every market, you know, St. Louis, doesn't matter, has some news people, and some of the markets are going to be pretty good. They have not, and they knew this was coming, they don't have anybody. I mean, they're putting Bob Schieffer in there.
Yeah.
That's not who they really, until they can find somebody, you know, in his 30s or 40s or whatever. What's wrong with Russ Mitchell?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
He may be one of them.
I say put Russ Mitchell in. What is he, about 40?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
You know, he's good. He's solid. He's a St. Louis guy. And every time now, my suggestion would be, and I don't know if they think he's too old, but my absolute top-of-the-list recommendation would be Charles Osgood.
He's too old.
Well, that's
he's
the problem.
He's over 70. He's like Dan Rather's age.
But you know what? CBS will not clean house. And I, for years, I was a big fan of some of their programs and news coverage, except for Dan Rather. But I don't get it. Let's clean house at 60 Minutes. Who's there that's over or under 75?
Well, Karen, it sounds to me like you hate senior citizens.
No, I don't. I just think it's time to have a new crop of people. And they just keep using the same people, and it's like, it kind of reminds me of the old people station.
You know what?
Go ahead.
Oh, is it Bob Schieffer's taken over for Dan Rather? Is that right?
Temporarily.
I read a story about him where he... As a kid, he took his, well, when he got into the business, he took his mom's maiden name because she hyphened it, and his dad's real last name is Brains. So they had it hyphened, and he just took his mom's maiden name.
So his name's Bob Brains?
Yeah.
I thought he made brain sandwiches.
Wow. You know what I thought? I thought my phone went bad.
Yeah. Oh,
no, it's good.
I wish the power, Frank, I really wish the power would go out here.
It's our power.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, the power went out in the wrong place.
I know.
It's too bad we can't have the power go out just on Dan's microphone.
Well, I think Ian could arrange that.
No, Charles Osgood, yeah, is too old, but Dan Rather, you know, the worst thing that could have happened to him was just before this, when Brokaw even said that he preferred to watch Peter Jennings or whatever. And then Walter Cronkite, for goodness sakes, the guy he replaced, said, nah, he's not that good. I'd rather watch somebody else. Holy cow.
But yet, did I understand correctly, Rather is going to be plugged into 60 Minutes. Didn't I hear that?
He's still
going
to be a part of that.
Yeah.
That Wednesday night, 60 Minutes. But yeah, it was Walter Cronkite and Andy Rooney and was it Hewitt, the guy who runs 60 Minutes?
Yeah, Don Hewitt.
Yeah, all those big old guys at CBS, they don't much care for him anyway. So it's like a slap in the face to him. You know?
Yeah, they basically abandoned
him. While he's
what disturbs me more
is what I just heard from Karen, because what it sounded like was, hi, I'm Karen Vale, and if you're a senior citizen, I hate you.
No, yeah. Not at all what I said.
I heard her say that off the air. She said, I hate old people.
All right, did anybody else read and see what Dan Rather's, like, this is, it's not a big deal, but what his favorite drink is?
No, I don't know.
Straight bourbon, no ice. That's what he drinks.
Wow.
He's a straight bourbon guy. So for whatever that's worth. Now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to open the phone lines up. I'm going to play the mystery voice again, and I promise you before this show is over, I'll tell you who it is. And then tomorrow we'll have the interview. So once again, one of the last times, here is the mystery voice.
I'm AM in the PM.
Now I'm going to give it to you one more time here. Hold on.
I'm AM in the PM.
There it is. I hope it came through okay. That's the mystery voice. More on it later. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS. Give us a call. Get on the line. We'll chat. We've got a few minutes here to talk before we bring Bill Cleveland in here. And again, if you just joined us, the reason that I'm on the phone is because that's just the way things happen. As soon as you buy a new piece of equipment, and I was so excited because it got UPS'd out here. Man, I tore into it like a kid at Christmas. And I hooked it up, and I've set all the settings, and I'm on the phone with our chief engineer, and it sounds just as clean and clear like I'm in the studio, and everything's ready to go, and then power. Power goes out. We're in hour 14 now.
Mm.
14 hour. And of course, I had just gone out and bought a whole side of beef.
Oh,
yeah.
That was
like
just
you.
Me for dinner.
Yeah, okay.
Poor thing.
So that'll probably go bad. Do we have anybody on the phone?
We do, and Greg has been waiting almost half an hour.
Well, Greg is a loyal AM and the PM-er, and I'm happy to talk to him. Greg, how are you?
I am AM and the PM-er.
Well, you want to take one?
I have two things. I have a guest on the Mystery Voice, and
all
a
right.
question about a previous quiz or something.
Okay, go right
on
ahead.
The Mystery Voice, is it by chance Channel 11 sportscaster John Sloan?
Oh, that's a good one. Who went on to work, I think, at Fairmount Park.
Yes.
Yeah, and what was your other item?
I don't know, a few weeks ago there was a question about a Tonight Show. I don't know if it was a guest host or just a guest who had been on the most. Was it the guest host or?
No, you know what? It was who had made more appearances as a guest, and we had all this conflicting supposed good information from conflicting sources. Do you have finally the definitive answer?
No. I had called, and you know, with the wrong answer, I assume that I'd heard from another show, not your show, but another. You know, another contest, and it was wrong.
Well, there are actually two things we were looking for. Who guest hosted the most, and who was the most frequent guest?
Okay, the guest host, I just seen a little quip in the paper, I think was Joey Bishop.
That can't be right.
Joey Bishop?
I just seen it in the paper in the post, within the last week.
And he had a competing show.
You know what, though? There's no way that Joey Bishop guest hosted more than Joan Rivers or Jay Leno.
Yeah.
There's no way.
That's what, you know, that's why I'm pretty sure it said that. But anyway. Well, sorry.
Anyway.
we'll keep digging until we get the answer.
So was I close on the, I guess I'm not right on the guest.
I'm not going to tell you if you're right or wrong. That comes later. And there's no prize, by the way. There's no prize.
All right.
But your prize is that you're AM and the PM.
I am. Thank you very much. You guys have a good day.
Oh, you too.
What about that name that we got that none of us had ever heard of?
Yeah, we were
about,
lost on
that. Most appearances on The Tonight Show. I don't know if it was
That can't be right either.
We never...
No, because it's somebody whose name we didn't even know. That can't possibly be right. You know, there's no way that name appears as a guest more than Don Rickles or Dom Dilley. I mean, they're just people that over the years, and I don't have the list in front of me, just made so many regular, Dom DeLuise even, for goodness sakes. Made many. Yeah, that was some bogus.
Or it could be something like he was a fill-in for one of the band members or something like that. You know, something weird.
Obscure.
Yeah, some obscure
crap that we wouldn't know. Do we have anybody else on
the
phone?
We do. I think Bob has a guess.
I'd love to talk to Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Pretty good, Frank. You sound like you're really far away.
Yeah. Well, no, Bob, you're far away.
Oh, I'm far away.
You're actually far away from me. I'm not. I'm right here.
Oh,
I'm right here by myself.
And I'm AM and PM.
There you go.
I just have a question about Odd Fellers Ned.
about Outdoors Ned. Sure, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just wondering, with the voice that he has, is he any relation to the Nottinghams?
You know what? And I noticed this, too. We had a guy on one time named Nottingham, and I don't even remember what he was, a professor or what, and they do sound alike.
How in the world,
what
Bob,
was
it, would
what,
you remember
what was
that?
What was Nottingham on for?
Thomas Nottingham, he was a doctor.
He was a doctor?
I think he was a doctor.
That is amazing.
Or maybe he was the biggest guy in the world or something.
No, I think he was a doctor.
Well, Ned was never a doctor, was he?
No, Ned's never been a doctor. He's not the biggest guy in the world. So it has to be two different people.
Two different names.
But you're right, Bob.
I didn't know if they were related or, you know, some distance.
I don't think so.
The Nottinghams?
No, I don't think so, but that's a good question.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering about that.
All right, that's a good one. Thank you, Bob.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Bob pays attention.
He does.
Bob hears things nobody else would notice, I guess. Who else do we have?
We have Jay right here.
Gay?
No, I said Jay.
Oh Jay. Well, Jay could be gay, and we don't care.
Hey,
Jay, how are you?
All right, how are you?
Doing great.
AM the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, Karen.
Hey, Jay.
Listen to this.
What?
You know what that is?
Uh-oh.
Horse clippers.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Hey.
Wait, hold it. What?
Horse clippers.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah, horse clippers.
Okay,
for
trimming their tails and manes, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Keep them trimmed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that's pretty interesting to everybody.
That's nice, Jay.
Yeah. It is for Karen.
Well, thank you, Jay.
You're welcome. It's John Goodman.
Oh, that's John a good
Goodman.
One.
Hey.
Will you play it again?
Hang on here. So you say the mystery voice is John, hang on, I've got to fire it up here. He says it's John Goodman. All right, hang on, everybody, because here it comes.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right. One more time.
I'm AM in the PM.
That's him.
All right. Bob says, is it Bob? No, it's Jay.
No,
Jay says John Goodman. All right, we'll put that on the list. And there's no prize, Jay.
Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Right.
See, that's what I like about our audience. You can say, you know, there's no prize, and they go, thank you. Hey, thank you for no prize. Let me do this, and we're going to bring Bill Cleveland in here. This that I have to do is to talk to you folks about St. Charles County and homes and villas in St. Charles County. And, of course, you know that brings us to one name, and that is the name of T.R. Hughes. T.R. Hughes, of course, has a website. It's an easy one to remember. If you can remember their name, remember their website, trhughes.com. Got a new development they want you to take a look at called Timber Trace. Timber Trace, home start in the 200s, and it's another spectacular T.R. Hughes. And I know, look, I've watched that weekend home thing on TV, and I know that every builder says the same thing. I've heard their commercials, and I've seen their ads, and it's really kind of pathetic that everybody uses the same catchphrases, you know, quality. We've retained the natural environmental setting of nature without disturbing the wooded and all this business about more value. Let me tell you something. You go ahead and you look around at what other builders do in St. Charles County or anywhere else. In fact, Tom Hughes and Steve Thomas and their whole staff, they'd love for you to do that too, because what's going to happen is when you come back and you look at what T.R. Hughes does, then you're going to know that this is a company where when they say those things, it's true. You do get more home for the money, more value, and Timber Trace is no exception. Go to the website, trhughes.com. When you decide to go and take a look, if you're in a development of theirs where they already have built homes and people have moved in, if you see somebody out in the yard, stop them. Say, how do you feel about your T.R. Hughes home? How do you like this builder? They want you to do that, too. That's how confident they are. It is, truly, St. Charles County's premier home builder, T.R. Hughes. When we come back, Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
We all know that moving can be stressful, but you should know by now that one call to Dealman Moving and Storage can eliminate that stress. But what do you do when you're moving out of your old home and need storage because your new home isn't ready yet? You can still call Dealman Moving and Storage. Dealman will move your belongings to their storage facility until you're ready for them to be moved to your new home, whether it's short or long term. Dealman's climate-controlled storage facility is private, clean, and is monitored 24 hours a day to ensure your valuables are safe. Call Dealman Moving and Storage at 314-428-MOVE for a free over-the-phone estimate. you'll be pleased to find their rates 10 to 15% lower than their competitors. Dielman Moving and Storage is a member of the United Movers Associates, located a half mile west of 170 on St. Charles Rock Road. Call them at 314-428-MOVE or online at dielmanmoving.com. That's 428-MOVE, 428-6683 or dielmanmoving.com. Whether it's your home or office, deal with Dielman for your next move.
You are what you eat. That's why I studied the Purina One package and ingredients before we took the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. I hope that you will take the time to read the label of a Purina One package, and you'll see that Purina One cat foods are made with only high-quality ingredients, including real poultry, real salmon, and tuna. No added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. Purina One formulas have multi-purpose antioxidants. Now that will help preserve the nutrient value of the food, and they also help support a strong immune system. And Purina One is prepared and packaged with nutrient absorption in mind. They also have a best if used by date. Could a fresh pet food help you do more for your cat's good health? Find out. Call today for your free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One kitten, adult, or senior cat food. Read the label and see the difference for yourself. To take the Purina One challenge, call 1-800-630-MEOW. That's 1-800-630-MEOW. Or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Schnucks.
.com.
457 at the Big 550. We need to talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. Find out first, where are you flying?
Over St. Charles right now, Karen. We have some slow going. Westbound on 70 from 370 through Mid Rivers at 79. Also westbound 70 at 170 through the airport where there was an earlier accident. Westbound 44 at Six Flags, a stalled car blocking traffic. Westbound 40 slow from the Science Center to Big Bend. An accident west of Big Bend on the shoulder. Westbound 40 slow again, 270 to Mason Road. South 270 jam, south of Page all the way to Doherty Ferry. An earlier stall at Doherty Ferry has been cleared. Eastbound 270 slows near Missouri Bottom Road through Lindbergh and Hanley. Eastbound 40 jam Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report brought to you by Inverness Medical. The Surgeon General's report on bone health says you need calcium, magnesium, vitamin D, and phosphorus for healthy bones. Only Posture D has all four. Posture D in the orange box. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevland segment starring Bill Clevland along with Bruce Lindquist and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. 314-652-3456. And now with 90 seconds, here's Bill Clevland.
Hey, Bill.
Hello, hello. Good afternoon, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Well, Dan Rather anchored his final CBS Evening News last night, and to show there were no hard feelings, President Bush sent Rather a forged farewell card. And Rather, 24 years there as the anchor at the anchor desk for the CBS Evening News. Replacing Dan will be veteran correspondent Bob Schieffer, or as CBS News calls him, the young up-and-comer. I don't know if you saw the special they did about him last night. It was kind of a retrospective of his career. It was kind of cool looking back at Dan's work over the past 24 years, watching all the story he's made up. Here's a very odd story. A 63-year-old man in Wisconsin has been arrested for having sexual relations with a cow.
No.
No joke. He was
that
having sex with
law?
A cow. This guy's a real sicko. He never even called her back.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Finally this afternoon. How sweet is this? During a recent trip to visit the tsunami disaster area, President Clinton let former President Bush sleep on the only bed available on their airplane.
Oh.
Although, to be fair, it wasn't too bad. Bill got to sleep on a flight attendant.
Oh, man.
Frank, it sounded kind of far away. What's up with that?
Nah, no, sorry.
Bill Clevland segment brought to you this afternoon by our good friend, Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 550 KTR.
Yeah.
And it is.
From you. I'm Karen Chase. Done for the day. Testimony has ended for today in Michael Jackson's child molestation trial after some tough testimony from Jackson's accuser and after Jackson's late arrival in pajamas and clearly in distress. ABC's Alex Stone is live at the Santa Maria, California courthouse with the latest.
Karen, Michael Jackson left the courthouse a short time ago, still dressed in his pajama pants and looking like he's in pain. This morning, a warrant was issued for his arrest when he didn't show up for court on time. One of his attorneys explained to reporters why Jackson was late to court.
He tripped this morning and he fell in the early morning hours while he was getting dressed. His back is in terrible pain.
The judge has decided not to arrest the singer for being late. His accuser testified today that Jackson molested him at least twice. Karen.
ABC's Alex Stone live. Senator Hillary Clinton says she's happy to report her husband, Bill Clinton, is doing very well after follow-up surgery to remove scar tissue from past bypass surgery. New York Presbyterian Hospital CEO Dr. Bob Kelly says he seemed to be in a good mood.
As we were walking into the operating room, he was in very good spirits and was actually talking about his golf game. Was a little upset that it was raining in Florida yesterday and was anxious to get back out and golfing again.
Family members say he's looking forward to walking around perhaps as soon as tomorrow. Chicago Police Superintendent Phil Klein says a suicide note written by a man claiming to be the killer of a federal judge's mother and husband does not close the case.
We understand that there is plenty of information out there pointing to this individual as the offender. However, only a complete and total analysis of all the evidence will point us in any one direction.
The note, written by a man who shot himself during a traffic stop in Wisconsin, claims he wanted to kill the judge herself for ruling against him in a malpractice suit, but instead shot her family. The usual suspects have been rounded up for the annual Forbes magazine list of the world's richest people. Bill Gates is number one with a net worth of $46.5 billion, followed closely by Warren Buffett at $44 billion. You're listening to ABC News.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night. We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line, guaranteed best price, Priceline Hotels. Check out our big car promotion. Great prices on big rental cars, plus a credit for some free gas. See website for promotion and guaranteed details.
Wake up, Grandma. Let's have breakfast.
Even on mornings when I wake up with arthritis pain, I have to get moving fast. I start days like this with Advil Liquid Gel. Relief of minor arthritis pain in a liquid-filled capsule. Advil brushes strong relief right to my aching joints, gentle on my stomach, too. And today, with so many questions about prescription pain relievers, I know I can still trust Advil.
Ready to make pancakes?
Ready.
Advil for arthritis pain. Fast, strong, trusted. Use as directed. For minor arthritis pain, talk to your doctor.
It is 5:03. I'm Brian Houseworth, KTRS News. A horrific two-vehicle accident this morning kills the Afton fire chief.
I'm Steve Klotz in Afton as police are still trying to figure out why a 44-year-old man allegedly stole merchandise from a Walgreens on Gravoy and then drove off at high speeds, causing an accident that killed Afton fire chief Jerry Buney.
I mean, a simple theft results in this, and a simple theft, drove him to exceed the speed limit and put a lot of people in danger. It doesn't make sense.
St. Louis County Police Captain Rick Eckert says the suspect also had drug paraphernalia in his car. Both vehicles involved were overturned. The impact was so severe that the engine of the suspect's vehicle was ripped out at the point of impact.
In other news, a High Ridge man faces almost 200 years in prison for killing his former wife, James Chapin, pleading guilty to second-degree murder for the 2002 shooting death of Charlene Chapin. He had originally been charged with first-degree murder and had faced a possible death sentence if convicted. Prosecutors say Chapin went to his former wife's home and opened fire. A Granite City man is charged with abusing his four-month-old son a day after being charged with dipping a three-year-old child in a scalding water. Police Chief Dave Rubhausen tells KTRS News 36-year-old Kenneth Lawson is accused of putting pressure on his infant's chest and legs.
Subsequent medical evaluation showed a broken femur, which is the large bone in the leg, and 7 or 8 broken ribs. These injuries had not been treated. They were healing on their own.
Rubhausen says that Lawson is being held on a total of $400,000 on the two aggravated child battery charges. A woman remains in critical condition, a man in stable condition after being shot early this morning while sleeping. Detectives say a man kicked in the door to the apartment on Page near Academy at about 5 a.m., opened the bedroom door, and began shooting. The 34-year-old woman hit twice in the upper torso, the 40-year-old man in the neck. There's no word on a motive. No arrests have been made. The Bush administration wants to open passenger rail service to competition. Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta spoke in St. Louis this morning. He promoted the Passenger Rail Reform Act.
If the president and I were out to kill Amtrak, then we wouldn't do a thing. Because then in a few years, I think Amtrak would just dry up.
The Bush administration wants a 50-50 federal match for state investments in passenger rail infrastructure. And Crestwood residents tonight learn the results of a state audit. Auditor McCaskill began an audit of the city after receiving a citizen's petition. That audit will be delivered to the public at 7 o'clock at the City Government Center. On Wall Street, the Dow finishing the day up 45. The NASDAQ was down 2 and the S&P up 2. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler, mostly cloudy tonight, low 30, and tomorrow mostly cloudy and a chance of rain in a high of 43. It's 54. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and at 5:06, you're up to date with traffic. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper 550. Paul?
Yeah, Brian, we have an accident eastbound 40 at Jefferson. It's in the left lane. Eastbound 70, slow Salisbury through Cole Street. Eastbound 270 is heavy approaching McDonald Boulevard through 170. On south 270, slow going south of Page all the way to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 40, slow from the Science Center through Big Bend. Slows again 270 through Mason Road. Westbound 70, slow 170 through the airport. Slow again 370 through Mid Rivers and 79. And westbound 44, look for heavy traffic at Six Flags where there was an earlier accident. This report, a service of Inverness Medical, according to the Surgeon General's report on bone health. Bones need large amounts of calcium and phosphorus. Only Posture D has both. Posture D in the orange box. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Hi, everybody. Dan Dierdorf here for the Smokehouse Market. Specialty Food Magazine recently announced its rating of the country's top retailers for 2004, and the Smokehouse Market was named one of the top 7 retailers in the United States. That is no surprise to anyone here in St. Louis who frequents the Smokehouse Market. Jane and Tom Sainert have done an A-plus job of making this city proud. Go to the Smokehouse where they've got 300 different wines they're ready to enjoy and take home. 350 different cheeses, if you can imagine that, both artisanal and farmstead. Their master butchers will create whatever it is you want from behind the meat counter. All sorts of different olive oils. How about a sandwich from the deli? Every one of them made fresh, where they've got soup, salads, and all sorts of catering. Don't forget their gift baskets. A gift basket from the Smokehouse Market, I'm going to tell you, will send them over the top. And, of course, right next door, Annie Guns, listed as one of Zagat's top American restaurants. What makes the Smokehouse Market tick? I'll tell you what it is. Excellence. The Smokehouse Market.
Bad breath.
It's CompUSA's 21st birthday blowout, and they're celebrating with great deals on MP3 players, computers, digital cameras, and more. The latest technology and people who know how to use it. CompUSA.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Spotted meat and soda crackers.
So can you stand up? We're about to get Pinion's Playhouse on the air.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the March 10th edition of Pinion's Playhouse. Playhouse today is brought to you by Jimmy Yen's Pan-Asian Restaurant in Rock Hill on Manchester, right across from the Hacienda Restaurant. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a great discovery. If you like any form of Asian food, Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, the best of all of it is at Jimmy Yen's. And we'll talk more about who they are, where they are, and when they're open. After we take care of a little business coming to you live by telephone, let's do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Don't call me Woody anymore, Geis. Eon, say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems who are also at the home show, and you can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible, and hello to the chicks.
Well, I can't see her because I'm a long way away, but I'm going to tell you right now, she's a knockout.
Oh, man, radiant.
Karen Vale.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
This is going great. Yo, yo. Hey, everybody.
Yo.
How about that, huh?
Yo.
The one-hip cat.
Yeah.
He'd be Jimenez in charge of security. Rat Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Yeah, I'm here, and I want to say that I want to confess to a Dan Straussism.
Uh-oh.
I got a new flip phone. Welcome to the 21st century. And I was asking Dan off the air. I said, are these things kind of scratched up? Do they, like, recycle these or something like that? And he reached over and held it and pulled off the little film.
I was
a Dan Strauss.
Wow.
I was
idiot.
A Dan Strauss being corrected by Dan Strauss.
It's not a good feeling.
No, it's not. No. It's a miserable feeling.
Wait. Joe's coming in. He's got something to say. Hang on. Terry Daly. He's an idiot.
Oh, yeah, I know, Joe.
Moment, yeah.
Wow.
Bernice is in heaven.
Horse is kind, yeah.
Is Steve outside the window?
No.
No, he's off.
He must be off today. Well, how about it for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what's nice, though? The sun is still shining here.
Yeah. Sun's still out.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Can I jump in here real quick and say that I am really aggravated with America for voting Nico Smith off of American Idol?
Yeah.
You got to be kidding me.
Oh, no. Really? I missed it last year.
Yeah, he's out.
Yeah, he's gone.
It's wow.
He shouldn't have been gone.
Not that, this soon.
That
anyway.
Constantine guy should be gone.
He could go in that Scott.
Ugh.
Scott, whatever.
Which one's Scott? The fat guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a serial killer.
Yeah. That's what he looks like. Yeah. He has no personality on stage.
It tells me that America is racist.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it so much more interesting when you have one of your homies, you know, in the contest. You know, I'm not sure I'll watch it much anymore.
And while we're at issue with American Idol, why is that Michaela still there?
Oh,
is she the worst?
I'm telling you.
The Fran Drescher chick. Ugh.
They need to change. Oh, it's Barbara Streisand. She loves Barbara Streisand.
I don't care who she loves. She sounds like Fran Drescher.
Sounds like Fran Drescher. You're talking about the gal who's on with McCall?
No. This is a girl.
Yeah.
McGraw. Come on, McGraw.
Oh, man.
I don't know.
I think I'm leaving.
That's not the same person.
He had Fran Drescher on. I think that's what I was looking
for.
She may have been down at the Funny Bone. Yeah.
I think she was on as a guest. She was in town or something. Yeah. I just tuned in all
that
I heard.
That's probably it.
Come on, McGraw.
Yeah.
Come on, McGraw.
That's that Michaela Peterson, right?
Yeah, that could have been her, too. Well, let's see. The Playhouse is brought to you by Jimmy Yinz. Now I've had two occasions.
We went
occasions
Friday
already.
Night.
Huh?
We went Friday night.
Ooh.
Get out of here. You and your little sweetie?
Yes, we did, and the place was packed. Every table was full.
Hey, he said that they had a good crowd on Friday and Saturday night.
Yes.
Well, here's my prediction. This is going to be the next bandana. Uh-huh. You're going to see a whole bunch of Jimmy Yinz. And what'd you have?
I had shrimp fried rice, and she had the green Thai curry. Beef.
Now you have to wear a green tie when you eat.
Right,
them.
You do. Yeah,
you had one.
And the crab wontons, I tell you, are excellent. I don't know what the difference between a wonton and a rangoon.
Well, the difference crab is rangoon. The difference is that when you eat the other one, it leaves you wonton more.
Oh, I see.
How good they are.
But they were excellent.
They have some kind of meat stuff in them, don't they?
Yeah, wontons have like a meat, and then the crab rangoon is just crab.
Rangoon in it. It's got the rare rangoons.
Yeah, it has a raccoon in it.
But
yeah.
Very kid-friendly. There were a lot of families in there, too.
Now, they have a kid's menu. I mean, it's a family place, but this place, folks, I'm not kidding. This reminds me so much of bandanas, different kind of food, but it's the best-kept secret in town, and I love Chinese food. I've said that many, many times. P.F. Chang's, for example, is a great place. I love the lettuce wrap. If you like that kind of stuff, you're going to love this place because this is going to give you a chance for some more variety and some other tastes of Asia. And it's as clean as it. This place is spotless. They cook right in front of you. And they bring it to your table, and then they take your trash away and your plate away, and there's no tipping. They don't want you to tip,
which is
kind of a drag.
That was a letdown.
It was. I'm sure it was for you a letdown because you like when you're on a date with a girl, you like to watch this tip.
Oh, throw the cash around. That's what I like.
Throw a big wad of cash on the table, and then when they turn it down, it kind of takes the wind out of your sails.
Yeah.
But it's very reasonable. Everything, and how about the prices, Fionn?
Very reasonable.
Everything in there, even for dinner, it's easy to walk in and out of there for less than $10.
Right. I believe it. There's not one thing over $10.
No, most of the stuff on there is $5.50 to $6.50, and by the time you get a drink. And that's, folks, that's the best we can do. The rest is up to you. I know you can find it. If you go down Highway 40, you're making a mistake not to jump over, get on McKnight, jump over to Manchester, and then turn right and go back, you know, east or west, rather, just a block or two, and there it is on the north side of the road. Jimmy Yin's right across the street in Rock Hill, right across the street from the Hacienda, in a little strip mall on the corner. Little unassuming place, but when you walk in and you taste this food, man, it is good. 961-006. I'm sorry, 30s. That's a 314. 961-0006. Jimmy Yin's Pan Asian Restaurant. All right, now, I'm going to play this one more time, maybe two more times, and I'm going to tell you who the mystery voice is. All right? Now, I want one more round of guesses. So let me cue it up here. Here we go.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, now one more.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right, I lied. One more.
I'm AM in the PM.
Hey, it could be George Norrie. He's out in that.
He's down the road about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah, hey, St. Louis guess. Connection.
Play it one more time.
Okay, well, let's see. Now I have to, because here we go.
I'm AM in the PM.
All right.
John Hadley.
Holy cow, that's a good guess. Mm.
John Hadley.
Yeah.
His voice doesn't sound deep enough to be George
Norrie. Hang on. Here it is.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I'm AM in the PM.
Anybody? One more round. Terry?
Well, I think it's either Double D, Jimmy Connors, or George Norrie.
Not Joe Buck? You don't think that anymore?
Oh, Joe Buck. I'm giving my Joe Buck up.
You are?
All right.
I'm staying with Joe Buck.
What do you think, Kara?
Wow. I don't know.
Kara's an idiot.
Shut up, Joe! Shut up!
Wow.
I'm going to go back now to Joe Buck.
All right. How about you, Dan?
You're
out. You're
out.
Yeah,
I'm out of it.
How about you, Peon?
Yeah, I'm staying with Joe Buck.
All right. Who all said Joe Buck?
We're all
me and Karen.
I think I was the first person that said it.
Well, it's not Joe Buck.
Okay.
But
I didn't say it.
Who was it earlier, though, who said Dan Dierdorf?
I think I was the first person that said that, too.
Was that you, Terry?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's not Dan Dierdorf.
Okay.
Now, at some point, somebody said Steve Savard.
Yeah.
Karen. I did.
It is Steve Savard.
Whoa! Let us hear that again, then.
That's absolutely who it is. All right, hang on here. Got to cue it up again. Here we go.
I'm AM in the PM.
It still doesn't sound like
it. You know what? It does sound like Dierdorf when you...
Are you
it does sound like Dierdorf.
I'm AM in the PM.
It actually does sound like Dierdorf.
Yeah.
But it really is Savard?
It is Steve Savard.
I cannot believe I guessed that.
Really?
I can't either.
I can't believe it.
I thought you cheated somehow.
No.
No, and tomorrow, an exclusive interview with Steve Savard.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
You guys out there pumping iron together, I guess?
Pumping something.
On the beach.
Well,
you know me well,
Deon.
Deon knows my other life.
Up at Muscle Beach.
Deon knows my workout.
I've seen the workout before, yeah.
Now, check this out. Does anybody there know who, I'll give you a name, Bill Robles, R-O-B-L-E-S. Have you read anything about this guy?
No. Mm-hmm.
This is the guy who is a sketch artist. He's the guy in the courtroom who's been okayed, I guess, by the courts to draw sketches. Like in the 50s and 60s when they didn't have coverage.
Right.
You know, they show those little sketches. This guy is the sketch artist for the Michael Jackson trial. Now check this out. They did an interview with him, and I read the interview, and he said that he cannot believe. Here's his quote. He says, "What's amazing is that in this day and age of satellites, digital this and digital that, I have a $20 drawing pad, my pen, and my colored markers." Mm-hmm. And he's been doing this for like 30 or 40 years, and he says he cannot believe that it's still a wanted and desired commodity.
I agree with him.
Yeah.
In the 50s, he spent 3 years in the Army. He drew murals and maps. Then he was a student at Art Center College of Design in L.A., and a classmate who worked at a CBS affiliate asked him to sketch the Charles Manson trial. And ever since then, he's been freelancing as a sketch artist. Now, wait till you hear what Mr. Robles, Bill Robles, has fallen into with this Jackson thing. Obviously, the judge
and the courts are not going to let 10 artists in there. So you get the one guy who's given the okay to be the sketch artist. He has a deal worked out where he gets $400 a day per media outlet. Now, think about this. All of the networks, so let's say there are at least four major networks, all of those cable nets, CNBC, Fox News, and then there are all of the international foreign media people that he has deals with, and the Associated Press. So it's probably safe to say that this guy has a deal with at least easily 30 media outlets around the world.
Wow.
All right? Somebody put a pencil to this. $400 a day times 30. That's going to be $12,000 a day.
To sit there and draw pictures.
Wow.
What do they do, 5 days a week?
Not necessarily. They were on a recess for a couple of days here a week ago.
Depends on when Mr. Jackson feels good.
Yeah.
Okay, let's be conservative, and let's say 4 days a week.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, 4 days a week times 12,000. So now you're at $48,000 a week times 5 months.
Wow.
This guy said, he said that he has already, at this point in the trial, earned more than he needs for a yearly income.
Wow.
He has made his year's income. He's probably going to end up with about 3-4 years income from this Michael Jackson
trial. How many Michael Jackson trials are there? I mean,
well, there aren't many. You know, the OJ thing.
Right.
But OJ, see, they had the cameras. So that would have knocked this guy out.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have needed him.
I'd be kind of upset if I was Robert Blake.
Yeah, you're not getting too much.
He's not getting much attention.
You bet.
Here he goes out through all the trouble of murdering his wife, and nobody pays attention to it.
Now, here's the other thing. When this is all over, now granted, he makes a sketch and then copies, or they shoot and grab a camera artwork of that sketch and fire it to the other outlet, so it's one original copy. When this is over, and I don't know how many sketches are done in the course of a day in court, but I'm sure there are probably in one day's courtroom, probably, what do you think, 6 or 8 sketches at least, maybe 10. He's going to sell. Now, again,
the originals.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh,
and he's going to sell the original sketches when this is all over, and they're going to be a few hundred of them.
Wow.
And he's going to, the starting price for just, a simple quick sketch or a small sketch, starting at $650 a piece. This guy is going to clean up.
Yeah. Good for him.
You bet. And he's in his early 70s. And, you talk about falling into it.
That really is old-timey stuff. I wonder what the genesis of that. I wonder why they started, rather than using photographers, I wonder why they started that sketch artist stuff.
You know what? I don't know. Even back in the 50s, they had still cameras, but they wouldn't let them in there.
They could print it out in the newspaper just as fast as they could.
I think it's less imposing.
It is less imposing. Mm-hmm. Plus, with a camera, you might have the opportunity to, I don't know, but they wouldn't let the cameras, steal cameras in there, but they'd let the sketch artists, and I guess they could control better what they drew.
Has anybody seen that reenactment on E! Yet?
Yeah.
No, is it good?
It's kind of stupid, but at least you hear exactly what was said in the court.
Yeah.
Tonight would be interesting.
Well, and I think I think maybe the other reason with the photography, besides all the flash, because you probably would have to have that at least up through now, where they have a faster speed film. But the other thing is, wouldn't it be easier to, sell off your negatives and make some money on the side, or have things doctored and it's harder to prove, than having one artist, with one pad of
one
drawings
sketch,
and a lot more control, too.
And look at this guy's overhead. You know, photographers have cameras, equipment, tape, film. This guy's got a pad, sketch pad.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
And colors and pencil.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great gig. Now,
since it's such a big trial, it's probably a maxi pad.
Yeah, it's a big one.
I see what you did.
It wasn't that good.
All right, Charles Towns. Anybody tell me who he is? Charles Towns, T-O-W-N-E-S.
Charles.
Get this. This guy's a Nobel Prize winner. He's a physicist. He's 89 years old. This is the guy who is the co-inventor of the laser.
Wow.
Laser.
He has just won the Templeton Prize for Progress Toward Research or Discoveries about Spiritual Realities. That's a pretty big name, and I have no idea what it means, but it's $1.5 million prize. He's a professor. Even at 89, this guy is still a professor at University of California, Berkeley.
Wow.
And he's been honored for his work over the last 40 years. In 1964, the same year he got the Nobel Prize, and it was for his research, by the way, on principles underlying the laser. Can anybody there tell me what the letters laser stand for?
Oh, I used to know.
It is an acronym.
Oh, it is.
Yes,
I know it is.
Light-assisted...
Idiots.
No.
Idiot. Light now, this could come in handy at a cocktail party. Light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation.
I knew that. So all those gay clubs should toast this guy tonight.
They really should.
They do all their laser pointing out of all the hotties.
They absolutely should. So a couple of big names in the news.
The first place I ever saw a laser was in Goldfinger. Where
yes.
James Bond was laying there, and there was a laser beam coming against his crotch.
And didn't they use a laser to cut down the door?
I don't know.
Yeah, they had
like
a tank with a big laser on it, and they pulled it up, and they burned the door down at the vault or something. You know what? That's the first laser I ever saw.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, James Bond.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Let's get to our... Ladies, would you come in here, please?
Ooh, that's nice.
A circus owner. Guy who owns a traveling circus runs an ad for a lion tamer, and he gets two people who show up for the lion tamer job. One is a very distinguished, kind of good-looking older man in his mid-60s. Looks like he's old enough to have some experience. And the other is a drop-dead gorgeous, well-built blonde. She's in her mid-20s. And the circus owner tells both of them, he says, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. He says, this is a very ferocious lion. In fact, you want to know why the job is open? Because my last lion tamer was eaten by this lion. So you better be good, and you better know what you're doing or your history. Now, ma'am, you're in your mid-20s. I don't know how much experience you could have, but you've been warned. It's a nasty, mean lion. Sir, in your 60s, I'm going to give both of you the same equipment, a chair, a whip, and a gun. Who wants to go first? The blonde says, I'll go first. So she walks past the chair, the whip, and the gun, ignores them, and just walks right into the lion's cage and doesn't take any of them with her. And the lion starts to roar and snarl and pant, and he charges right toward her. And about halfway toward her, she throws open her coat and reveals her naked body. And it is beautiful. And the lion stops dead in his tracks. I can almost hear the lion screeching to a stop. And then the lion crawls the rest of the way up to her and starts licking her feet and her ankles and licks her knees and then starts licking and kissing her entire body. And the circus owner says, I have never seen anything like this in my life. And he turns to the old guy and he says, can you top that? And the old guy says, yeah, just get that lion out of there.
.533 at the Big 550. We'll talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550 and see where the trouble spots are. Hi, Paul.
Hi, Karen. Trouble spots on South 270. There's an accident south of Page. This is the left lane traffic jamming back to Page. This South 270 jams Olive all the way to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70 is heavy and slow approaching the airport. Then it's slow 370 through Mid Rivers and 79. Eastbound 40 slows Clayton Morrison all the way to Hanley. Westbound 255 is the JB Bridge. A stall tractor trailer blocking traffic. Westbound 44 at Six Flags. Look for slow traffic. That's due to an earlier stall on westbound 70, or rather westbound 40. That traffic slowed Kings Highway all the way to Hanley. Heavy again at Lindbergh, and then it's slow 270 to Mason Road on eastbound 270. Slow traffic McDonald Boulevard to 170. This report of service to McDonald's. Come in today and enjoy a classic filet of fish sandwich, a golden crispy fish filet with American cheese and special tartar sauce on a steamed bun, only at McDonald's. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shopper.
I'm Jeff Walsh, General Manager of Route 66 Chevrolet. With rebates and incentives on new Chevrolets as high as $12,000, our business has never been better. I have 05 Cavaliers starting at just $10,000. $1,600 and 05 half-ton Silverado pickups starting at just $13,200. There's no better time than now to come into Route 66 Chevrolet for your next new or used car, truck, or SUV. So come get your kicks at Route 66 Chevrolet. That's Route 66 Chevrolet in Pacific, Missouri, or closer than you think. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Hey, St. Louis, it's Steve Savard for Helitech Waterproofing and Structural Repair. When you've got a leaky basement that just won't stay dry, or when you've got a cracked sinking foundation, Helitech will make your home better. Gila technicians perform a sophisticated evaluation of your waterproofing or foundation problem and share it with their in-house engineers for a technical solution. Call 1-800-246-9721. That's 1-800-246-9721 and heal your home with Gila Tech.
Heal your home with Gila Tech.
See John Shea and Jim McMillan, hosts of Inside Out on KTRS, as they broadcast live this Saturday from the Gila Tech Concrete and Structural Repair booth at the St. Louis Builders Spring Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center. They'll be at the Helitech booth this Saturday from noon to 3. Listen in, or better yet, drop by and meet John Shea and Jim McMillan as they broadcast Inside Out live from the Helitech booth this Saturday, noon to 3, at the St. Louis Builders Spring Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center.
Hey, what are you doing?
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops.
Actually, this time I'm
over
the traveling.
The world.
I'm the one
and in
the
every port, I own the heart of Italy.
Now are we there?
Yeah.
Something happened.
I heard that.
A squeal and then something snapped. And folks, we're going to hook up here in a minute with Mike Evans. Of course, he's brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder. You can check him out on the web at trhughes.com. And then when he comes on, I'll give you an update on our no power situation now in about our 15th hour. But you know what? Let's go to a guy who is in a better part of town, a ritzier part of town, where the high rollers and the entertainers live, where it's cool, where the pool water is perfect. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Hey.
Hey.
Mike?
Uh-oh, maybe that clicking was Mike being lost.
Michael? Uh-oh.
He's whispering.
Oh, sorry.
No, I know what he's doing.
I was watching television.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, is it cool?
Now, here's an interesting thing about California Edison, and I don't. Somebody there tell me if Ameren UE does this. I called earlier and I said, "Hey, just checking in. When are we going to get some power?" And this very, you talk about nice. This nice lady says, "Well, it's severe damage, and it's 2,400 homes, and you should be up and running about. It was 5:30 St. Louis time, 3:30 California time, which we've just passed." She says, "Would you like for us now? Listen to this." Would you like for us to call you and update you?
Hey.
And I just get a call, and it's a recording, but it says, due to the severity of the damage, it's now going to be St. Louis time, 9 o'clock.
Whoa. Well, I think the least Mr. Evans could do would be to invite you and your lovely wife and family over to his house
spend
into the
night.
Air conditioning.
Spend
Terry,
the night.
Now, Terry, what? The only reason I didn't say that is because I'm sure that's what he was planning.
Well, right. He probably was.
He wanted to spring that on me. He didn't want it to be somebody else's idea.
Mm-hmm. Jump the gun.
Get on me.
Yeah.
Why don't you and the long-suffering come over in the air conditioning, hang out, watch a little television, and be able to cook for yourself?
Yeah, I told you, Terry.
Yeah.
I told you.
Wow.
Mike, I have a question for you real quick.
All right.
In case I have missed it. Do we know what guest celebrities or themes are going to start next week on American Idol?
No, we don't.
I looked on the website. I waited to hear something in the show last night, the vote-off show. Nothing.
I got a little American Idol to talk about today.
Oh, good.
Well, and before you do, I just want to, I forgot what I wanted to do. I had Karen interrupted me. I know what it was. Does anybody there know? Does Ameren UE do that? Do they they call you with a recording and say, here's the current time we think it'll be ready?
Yes.
They do?
And they'll call you when it's
or did they just have that recording?
It's a recording, but I didn't even know they did that.
Yeah.
And they will call after the service is on to make sure that you are included, as you should be.
Wow. That's pretty
neat.
SBC does that, too. They'll
Let's go back now to the guy who has a television that works and air conditioning, Mike Evans.
You get the other 3%.
Oh, there's no, I think he might be rubbing it in.
We're saying something hard. Hey, can Jacko get any weirder?
Probably,
yes. You know what? I tell you what, I think he's on drugs, very serious drugs.
What?
And his family is seriously worried that Jackson's going to harm himself.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised. Here's a question, everybody in studio.
Yes, sir.
How many times have each one of you been so sick or so hurt that you had to go to the hospital? When was the last two times that you have? How long ago was that?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Last time was
a few
years ago with a kidney stone.
Yeah.
It's not very often.
No.
Okay, and that's the last time. What about two times? Go back to the time before that.
Yeah, that's probably usually
been in the hospital twice in 3 weeks.
I know.
Different animals. He's ridiculous. To quote Barney Fife, he's a nut.
Well, here's the other thing. What? This is a guy that wears a germ-protective mask. He is in the best shape, probably, of anybody I've ever seen. When you look at the rubber leg dancing he does, you know, he's trim. If anybody shouldn't have back trouble, it's a dancer.
And if I were his advisor or his lawyer, I would say, now, look at here, mister. You're in court being accused of being a pedophile, having little kids in your bed. We don't want you sitting in the courtroom with the PJs on.
But he's above all that. I think he's so mentally ill, it just doesn't matter to him.
Yeah, and you're right. With all the talk of Jacko's weird behavior, everybody forgot that the accuser, who allegedly has been molested, is sitting there on the stand, but nobody's paying attention to him. They're looking at Jackson in his pajamas.
Yeah. Man, oh, man.
Sidebars. This trial's not going to take 6 months, more like 2 months, but maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks. That's about it. And I also get the feeling, although a lot of people think and believe that Jackson is guilty, nobody wants to believe this family or give them any satisfaction.
I don't think so. I was surprised how bad they said that the other two kids were on the stand.
Yeah, but you know how difficult that is for an adult. How about a 14-year-old having to testify
with
on cross-examination?
With one of the best attorneys the United States questioning him.
Discrediting everything. Yeah.
Let's talk a little American Idol. First of all, I think Tubby from Cleveland should have been I think that Nico Smith, Ozzie Smith's son, I'm not just saying because of the connection to St. Louis, I thought he was one of the best.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Enough to make me want to stink.
We were robbed.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And that Michaela.
The gender's ratings are a little below the overnights because the Mid-American didn't watch it. But research by NBC shows that 88% of the people that saw it loved it. It's on again tonight, another new episode. I'll tell you what, it's the best reality show I've ever seen. I love that show.
I enjoyed it very much, yeah.
You know what might have happened? You know what might have happened with American Idol? That Scott kid who looks like a deranged serial killer?
Yeah.
That's still on. He might have said to the judges, if you let me get voted out, or even if you pass on that information and you don't doctor it, I will kill all of you and eat you.
He might have just said, Where's a tower nearby?
Oh, my goodness.
Tower nearby. Spring training here. A lot of people, of course, love them St. Louis Cardinals, big baseball fans. A comment I wanted to bring to you, I thought it was really interesting, by Buzzy Bavese.
Who? I remember that name, but I don't know where I remember it.
Buzzy Bavese was the general manager for the Brooklyn Dodgers, the L.A. Dodgers, the California Angels, the San Diego Padres, won 14 championships, so Buzzy Bavese is a general manager. And he's 90 now, but is as sharp as a tack. He also is a great golfer, shoots below his age. Buzzy says that when he was a general manager and they had a 250 hitter that had 8 home runs a year, 250 hitter, they would release him. They certainly wouldn't give him $15 million a year. And he says there's 4 pitchers in the major leagues that are making $3 million this season that only won 3 games. That's $1 million a game. What's going on here?
Well, it's his middle name and nickname. His first name is Ruth Buzzy Bavese.
Oh, man.
I knew it was coming.
Thank you.
The desert heat is getting to him.
I wouldn't admit to it, Homer.
Thank you.
Dating news, now that Steven Tyler and his wife are divorced, she is dating a male model that's 24 years old. He's dating a female model that's 24-year-old. Yeah. Yeah.
Get that.
And finally.
Come on, more.
I might have mentioned this to my homeboy.
That would be me.
Oh.
That would be you.
Yeah. You guys been out spanking Whitey together?
What's that mean? What's that?
Golf. Playing golf.
Yeah.
at the car wash the other day, Richard Dreyfuss.
Wow, there's a hot actor.
You saw Richard Dreyfuss at the car wash?
And here's a little nugget about the famous Bob Hope residence in Palm Springs, California.
Let's have it.
Turns out the house isn't owned by Bob Hope. It's owned by the Chrysler Corporation, who bought it and rented it to Bob for $1 a year.
Oh, get out of here.
I can't believe they charged him that much.
Now, his family doesn't own it at all. It's owned by Chrysler.
No, are you sure?
I got that from a real estate agent here that knows.
Now, on Dreyfuss, did you talk to Richard Dreyfuss?
No, I was pulling in just as he was pulling out at the Cathedral City car wash.
His brother owns that car wash. His brother's name is Washin Dreyfuss.
You know, if he tries enough of them, eventually one will work.
That was good. Yeah,
thank you.
I like that one. Washin Dreyfuss. You have the coolest mind. I wish you'd donate your brain to science.
Okay.
Please.
I think I'll do it today.
Okay, whatever.
It's crawling up to a pleasant 78 inside in the house here. Working its way up, and only maybe at the minimum 3 more hours to go, and it's 96 outside.
Uh-huh. But it gets cool in the evening, though.
It's very
it
cool
in the desert.
In the evening.
Yeah.
So if I can just live to the evening, I'll be fine. But I'm not complaining.
No.
Is Mike finished?
Yeah, he's done. Yeah. He already signed off.
I missed that. Or whatever he said. Yeah. Richard Dreyfuss at the car wash. Yeah, he ran in yesterday to Martina Navratilova at the supermarket.
Yeah.
He just knows where to be, I guess, to run into these people.
When you went to the tennis thing yesterday, did you get to see Andy Roddick or
No, but my wife saw a couple of female players that she knew were real famous. I didn't know who they were. I only know like Celis and Martina. I don't know a lot of them. A couple of younger players that she went, ooh, there's Ivana Ivanisevigovic.
Oh, yeah. I know her.
You know, and I noticed too in this this article, there's an article in the local paper about Martina. And let me find it here.
Did she get married?
No, yeah. She didn't. She didn't get married.
You know what I heard? I heard she's a lesbian.
Oh, come on.
That's what I heard. I don't know what to say.
Hey, for we nobodies, how would two big celebrities like you and Steve Savard happen to run into each other? Did you just
I'm going to cover that tomorrow.
All right.
I will be covering that tomorrow. I'll have to find this Martina. Martina is suing some company because they used her likeness, and she had initially, you know, given them the okay, and then she said, no, it's not okay. And here it is right here. And then at the bottom of the article, it says that Martina, and check this name now, Svetlana Kuznetsova. Svetlana Kuznetsova are the number 3 seed in the women's doubles draw out here at the Pacific Life Open. Boy, tennis players, their names, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more and more where you just don't see any Bob Smiths playing tennis.
No. And the Russo, there's so many Ruskies.
Yeah.
You know, and you wonder, you always hear that like Russia or that part of the world is so poor and everything, but they sure put out a lot of tennis players.
And cold.
Maybe that's why they're so poor. They spend all their money on tennis.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little jewelry. Let's talk a little Michael Genovese. And you know everything there is to know, I guess. Genovese, the name that has meant trust in jewelry for over 40 years. The jewelry store that is the envy of so many other jewelry stores because it's so spectacular. I guess they probably are not jealous is not a good word, but they have to respect the reputation. They have to respect the fact they've been able to build this Taj Mahal jewelry store. But as beautiful and almost unapproachable as it may look to some people, you're not going to ever go in a jewelry store where you're going to feel more welcome than at Genovese, because there's something in there for everybody.
Genovese. They're in Creve Court. Now, let me tell you, they're closed on Monday. They're closed Sunday and Monday, but they're open Saturdays till 4 in Creve Court on Olive, about a half mile west of 270. You can count on getting your money's worth, value. They don't sell any crap, but they do have some very affordable, nice jewelry at Michael Genovese. We'll take a quick break. We come back, and then when we come back, I believe we'll have Jim Holder and some sports, and I'm sure he has something more to say about Kurt Warner playing with what used to be a St. Louis team. It's a weird, weird world of sports. We're coming back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Spring planting season is fast approaching, so it's time to head to the forest. Sherwood's Forest, St. Louis's premier nursery and garden center on Barrett Station Road, just south of Manchester. Now's the perfect time to select freshly dug trees, including dogwood, redbud, service berry, ginkgos, and spruce. Plant now so that you can enjoy beautiful spring blooms of rhododendron, azalea, forsythia, and weeping cherry trees. Unusual ornamental trees, including weeping pussy willow, golden rain, golden chain, globe locust, and black gums have just arrived. All hardy plants are guaranteed 2 years when Sherwood installs and 1 year when the homeowner installs. So head to the forest, Sherwood's Forest, 2651 Barrett Station, or call 314-966-0028 for a landscape design consultation. That's 966-0028. Sherwood's Forest is open 7 days a week.
Home and garden, so big, making beautiful gardens. Come alive.
554 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Copter 550. And how goes it, Paul?
Well, we still have a few problems, Karen. South 270, an accident now on the shoulder south of Page. Traffic is slow from south of Dorset to this accident south of Page. Then it slows 40 to Doherty Ferry on South 270. Eastbound 270 is heavy through McDonald, Lindbergh, and Hanley. Westbound 40, slow Kings Highway through Hanley. Slow pockets through Lindbergh and heavy again from 270 through Mason Road. On eastbound 40, heavy pockets west of McKnight to Hanley. Westbound 70, heavy 370 through Mid Rivers and 79. Westbound 44, a little slow at the soccer park. And they cleared that salt semi westbound 255 at the JB Bridge. This report is a service of Carfax. Remember that accident this morning? Don't end up buying that car. Ask your dealer for a Carfax vehicle history report now with the buyback guarantee or visit Carfax.com for details. Paul Ford of the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, there goes Paul. Jim Holder's on the way. Before Jim gets here, I was just sitting here trying to think when the first time was that I went to Fast Eddie's. I'm going to say 15-16 years ago, I guess. And then the last time that I went, which was just a couple of months ago, nothing changed. I mean, would you agree with that? Anybody who's been over there? It's nothing. There's really nothing changed.
Yeah, I agree.
It's the same great burger. It's the same great what?
He's lengthened the building over time.
Yeah, but why screw around with success? Apparently, he's doing something very right. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, well, he had to make more space, and he pushed the building out a little. That's just because as years went by, more and more people found out about this place. But honest to goodness, if you could go back in time and retaste that shrimp or that burger from 15, 16, 20 years ago, it would taste exactly the same. They have never, ever scrimped on the quality of that food.
Well,
they still practically give it away.
And the prices are exorbitant now compared to... Wait a minute. No,
I think they're still... Like the 99-cent burger is still 99 cents. That's the other amazing thing. With everything else going up, that stuff pretty much the same price it always was, and they still serve more cold beer than anybody else, probably in the United States. There's nothing like this place. It is an incredible success, and they are known throughout the country. People come to St. Louis. One of the destinations is Fast Eddie's Bonaire. It's in Alton, Illinois, and it's really simple to get to. You cross that bridge, you make a little right, get in the left lane, jog back left, and just keep going. You'll see it on your left at the corner of 4th and Broadway, and great live entertainment on the weekends. Fast Eddie's Bonaire. This is a guy that I like to call the Fast Eddie of the sports world.
Whoa. Man,
that's about the highest compliment you can pay. Jim Holder, how are you?
Hey, Frank, I am well. I am AM in the PM. Nice to hear you, as always.
Well, not the quality it was supposed to have, but we'll be back with real good broadcast quality tomorrow and hopefully some air conditioning when the power comes back on.
I heard that. Yeah, you got a few hours yet, huh?
Got about 3 hours at least, but hey, I'm tough. I'm tough.
You can go out
tough.
And do a little chipping in the backyard or, you know, practice your putting and
I'll kill
take
time
care of that business.
So what's going on in the sports world?
Well, let's tell you that this is the Cadillac Sports Update. Missouri won.
Yeah.
They beat Nebraska this afternoon 70-67. Kleiser with 26. Thomas Gardner would add 13 points. Missouri over Nebraska 70-67, earning them a date in round two against top seed Oklahoma University. Meanwhile, Illinois will play Northwestern tomorrow. Northwestern knocked off and eliminated Michigan today, 58-56. And Ohio State leads Penn State 71-66 as time is running out. Iowa beat this afternoon 71-52. And the Tigers are good. The St. Louis Cardinals were winners this afternoon. By a final of 4-2, that's 5 in a row. And Rick Ankiel, Frank, I don't know if you had heard this, no more pitching. Now he's playing the outfield. He went 1-for-2 as a sub late in the game. So Rick Ankiel trying to make that move. Two more Blues are now members of the Missouri River Otters, and that includes Jamal Mayers and Bryce Salvador.
Ooh.
Standing on, Barrett Jackman is there, and Ryan Johnson there. They will all be together to play on the Sunday, and they announced today, the Green Bay Packers, that Brett Favre will indeed return for his 15th season in the National Football League. So Brett Favre returns. For all the Green Bay Packer fans, I'm sure they're smiling now and a little more relieved. Missouri won 70-67 tonight between 6:39 and America 7 dealers. Big sports show, Randy Carrick and John Antley.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Have a great evening.
You too. Maybe this year Brett Favre will get it right.
Yeah, maybe so.
So just kidding, of course. Hey, we're coming back with Reggie. 6 o'clock at the big time.
From ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. Michael Jackson told reporters he was in pain as he left the California courthouse after testimony concluded in his child molestation trial.
Are you hurting right now, Michael? Very much.
Jackson's spokesman, attorney Brian Oxman, says Jackson was late to court today because he fell and hurt his back and was rushed to the emergency room.
He was in terrible discomfort during the entire trial proceedings. He's going to go home, recuperate, rest and relax, and he'll be back on Monday, and he's looking forward to being here.
During today's session, Jackson's teenage accuser claimed Jackson served him liquor and touched him inappropriately twice. By an overwhelming vote,
on this vote, the yeas are 74, the nays are 25.
The Senate just passed a bill that would make it tougher to declare bankruptcy. ABC's Vic Ratner is live on Capitol Hill with the tales.
Karen, this could make a big difference. Many consumers filing for bankruptcy will find they can no longer have their debts wiped out, but will have to agree to a court-ordered plan to repay some of what they owe. Banks and credit card companies have fought for this kind of reform for 8 years. Karen?
ABC's Vic Ratner live on Capitol Hill. His doctors say former President Clinton sailed through surgery today. ABC's Aaron Katursky has that story.
After a four-hour operation to remove scar tissue that uncomfortably pressed on his left lung, his doctors say President Clinton is resting comfortably.
He was stable throughout the operation. He had minimal blood loss, requiring no transfusions of significance, and he does have a chest tube.
Dr. Joshua Sonnet says Mr. Clinton's lung capacity had decreased 25%, but would fully function again.
They're going to say 3 to 10 day recovery time, and we'll see how he does.
Senator Hillary Clinton and daughter Chelsea are here with the former president. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York Presbyterian Hospital.
A man who left a suicide note claiming he was the one who killed the mother and husband of a federal judge in Chicago said he wanted to kill her for dismissing one of his suits last year, but instead killed her family. Police investigators say the case is not closed. You're listening to ABC News.
Everyone agrees that diet and exercise are two keys to a healthy heart. But now there's a third. Cardio Discovery, a breakthrough supplement based on Nobel Prize-winning science. Cardio Discovery provides arginine, glutamine, and other key nutrients supporting the production of nitric oxide, which is critical in maintaining healthy circulation and flexible arteries. So when you think about your heart, think Cardio Discovery. Pick up Cardio Discovery at Target and other fine retailers.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How do people react when they get a 4-star hotel for a 2-star price on Hotwire.com? Let's find out.
Susie, I got a surprise. I booked us a 4-star hotel in New York Midtown with a spa.
Really?
Yeah, Four Star Orbitz was $189 a night. Travelocity $209, but I got it for $150 on Hotwire.
$150, you wild stallion!
Bringing couples closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, cheap.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03. I'm Brian Ellsworth, KTRS News. The theft of some merchandise from a South County Walgreens leads to a high-speed collision which kills Afton's fire chief.
I'm Steve Klotz in Afton at the site of a horrific accident that killed Afton's fire chief, Jerry Buney, today. A 44-year-old man from North County stole some small items from a nearby Walgreens and then fled the scene. A county police officer saw the purple PT Cruiser, which took off at a high rate of speed. The vehicle went out of control and hit Buney's red Lincoln in the westbound lane. The impact was so severe, the engine of the PT Cruiser was ripped from the vehicle and still lays in the middle lane on gravoy. Debris went everywhere and both vehicles were overturned. The stolen items and drug paraphernalia were found in the suspect's vehicle.
Well respected. That's how Lee Mae Fire Chief Neil Svetanik remembers Jerry Buney. Svetanik says the way Buney died is especially tragic.
We all know that firefighting is a very dangerous business and the possibility of something happening there. But, you know, to have some stupid crook take your life for nothing, it's just really sad.
Svetanik says Buney had recently bought a home near his, near Francis Park, and had looked forward to walking the park often with his wife in retirement. Brian Kelly, KTRS News.
Guys like this, you know, should be roped off. They should have big signs around them. Don't let your children near me.
Granite City Police Chief Dave Rubhausen describing 36-year-old Kenneth Lawson. The Granite City man was charged yesterday with dipping a 3-year-old child into scalding water. Today, Lawson is charged with abusing his own 4-month-old son. Lawson accused of causing fractured ribs and a broken femur last month by putting pressure on the child's chest and also legs. A career criminal who distributed heroin near Gunlock Elementary School in St. Louis faces 60 years in prison.
Charles Shearn actually was convicted not only of distributing heroin, but the jury made a special finding that he did so within 1,000 feet of a public school, which can double the maximum sentence he's exposed to now.
U.S. Attorney Jim Martin says Shearn could also be fined. Shearn will be sentenced in June. The U.S. Transportation Secretary promoting passenger rail reforms during a St. Louis visit. Norman Mineta envisions allowing Amtrak to concentrate on running trains on time rather than investing in infrastructure, things like track and tunnels and also stations.
That would be taken over by the federal government working with state government in terms of putting in that infrastructure.
The Bush administration wants a 50-50 federal match for state investments in passenger rail infrastructure. Some news audio on KTRS courtesy News Channel 5. Here is the KTRS Doppler 5 forecast.
Very windy today, and that's going to be the case overnight under mostly cloudy skies, some evening sprinkles, lows dropping to the lower 30s. It'll be mostly cloudy and windy on Friday with a chance for showers in the afternoon, highs in the lower 40s, wind gusts again as high as 30 miles per hour. Saturday partly sunny, mid-40s, Sunday warming to the upper 40s, Monday variably cloudy, high around 49, and Tuesday variably cloudy, highs in the upper 40s. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550, KTRS.
It's 52. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News, and it's 6:06. You're up to date with traffic. Here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. Downtown, it's all thinned out at the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 270 is heavy at Lindbergh through the Interbelt. South 270 slow going as you approach Dorset through Page. An accident south of Page has been cleared to the shoulder. Westbound 40 slowing anywhere from Hampton through Hamley and westbound 40 heavy again approaching Mason Road. Eastbound 40 just sluggish west of Brentwood through Hamley, and westbound 70 slow approaching Mid Rivers through 79. Westbound 44 is thinned out at Soccer Park. And this report brought to you by International Delight Coffee Creamers. Every morning, millions of people get off to the wrong start. That's why there's International Delight Coffee Creamers.
Guys like
a little
this,
International Delight in your coffee can change the way you feel. Delight in every cup. Paul Ford, the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We're growing to serve you. New locations in Winghaven, De Pere, and Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
Hi, everybody. McGraw Millhaven here for AAMCO Transmissions. Regardless of what type of car you have, at some point, you're going to have a transmission problem. So where are you going to take your car? Well, there's only one place in town to take it. AMCO Transmissions. They have been in business for 40 years, and their name is synonymous with transmissions. Why? Why do I know this? Well, because I've been to AMCO Transmissions, and I've heard from others who have taken their car to AMCO. It is the only place to take your car with your transmission problem. Because if you don't have a problem, they'll be happy to send you on your way. But if you do, they're the experts, regardless of what type of car you have. Now, they have five locations here in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Arnold, Brentwood, Fairview Heights, Illinois, Maryland Heights, Westport, and in St. Charles. To find the one nearest you, call 1-800-GO-AMCO or consult your local white pages. Now, if you mention this ad, you'll get a free external diagnostic service at all participating AMCO service centers. For a job done right, guaranteed, at a price that's right. AMCO, AAMCO.
Smoke or know someone who wants to quit smoking? Mark Moser here, and for the past 2 years, I've been telling you about how easy it was for me once I made the trip to Leslie Camp. It changed my life and has been amazingly easy. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center is the only stop smoking center in St. Louis with a proven track record of over 12 years. They're located in Chesterfield and have successfully treated thousands. Take it from Paula, who smoked for 18 years.
I was skeptical at first, but once I made that visit to Leslie Camp, it was amazing. I've been smoke-free for over a year now.
Make no mistake, there's only one Leslie Camp Auricular Therapy Center in St. Louis. Call today at 314-878-STOP to see for yourself. The Leslie Camp Stop Smoking Center technique is safe, painless, and quick. Let St. Louis's only stop smoking center with a proven track record of over 12 years change your life. Give Leslie Camp a call today at 314-878-STOP. That's 878-7867. Or online at lc-stopsmoking.com.
Got it.
Hi, this is Doug Ackerman with a special invitation for our neighbors in Illinois. We'll give you a 3-year, 36,000-mile service agreement at no charge on every pre-owned vehicle purchased during our March spring clearance. That's a $400 value that includes free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of this contract. We have a great selection of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, all at great prices. Experience the Ackerman advantage for yourself at our special spring clearance sale, only at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, 270 at New Halls Ferry.
No book.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Back everybody to the sweatshop out in California where we're in hour, let's see, four, let's see, 12 would be 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, hour 16 of no electricity.
What's the indoor temperature up to?
Indoor temperature now, 78.
Oh,
wow, your wife must have gone to a hotel to sit in an air-conditioned room, probably.
Oh, I could only hope so. Then the suffering wouldn't be quite as bad. I could bear it better. Speaking of wives, and she's in the other room, I'm on a telephone, and it's the only phone here I can use because the other one's a cordless and it needs power. So I took it in this thing in the kitchen and was sitting on a stool, and I had the cord that goes from the wall jack to the phone strung across the room to this little stool, this table. And she walks in, didn't see it, and walks into it. And now I've had to move into another room because she broke the phone jack.
Oh.
You know, if it's not one thing,
yeah.
It's
just like a woman.
Yeah.
Now, Peon, I know you know who 50 Cent is.
Oh, yeah, he's one of my faves.
You know, this guy, there's a story about this guy. I have to tell you, and I'm not really, I don't feel bad about this. I don't feel like an old nerd or out of it or anything like that. I don't know who a lot of these people are. But these rappers and these people, it seems to me that they get more money in a real short time than old-time rock artists or singers made in a lifetime. This Cribs and some of these other shows. I'm watching one of these shows the other day, and there's a guy named, is it Lil John?
Oh, yeah, Lil Jon, right.
I can't even believe the cars and the stuff they were showing that this guy has. And I've never heard of this guy.
Oh, he's huge.
Oh, he's the guy that Dave Chappelle does an impression
right.
of all the time.
And
yeah.
he does a lot of collaboration with, like, he's on a bunch of different artists. He'll do a song on their CD with him.
Hmm.
How do they make so much money so fast?
I don't know.
Guys are like 20 years old.
Yeah, and it seems like the more they do, the more people they shoot, the more times they go to jail, the more money they make.
Mm-hmm. More
well, I'm looking at a picture of 50 Cent.
Oh, are you going to talk about the feud?
No, what about the feud?
Oh, there's a big feud between him and who? Ludacris?
It's 50 Cent and The Game.
Is that a person?
The Game, yeah, is a person.
Is a person.
Yeah, they were feuding for a while because The Game was in G-Unit, which is 50 Cent's, 50 Cent's crew. But they made up. They made up
That's
yesterday,
good.
And now they're going to start a group. It's called G-Unity.
They're going to call it Half
beautiful.
Dollar.
And
beautiful.
They're going to promote working out the problems.
Well, and the more they have bull stuff like this...
Yep.
The more people buy those
things. Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to buy the new G-Unity CD because I hear they made up. I want to hear what they're talking about.
Man, I got to tell you, I don't get it. And I'm looking at his picture, and he's got on, what do they call those skin-type, little ski cap-type?
Do-rag.
Okay, he's got a do-rag.
Right.
And on top of the do-rag, his hat, his cap, is not only tilted sideways, but it's sort of three-quarter sideways, and then it's cocked sort of up and leaning downward.
Right.
It's like somebody on the other side of the room played ring toss and threw the hat, and it almost landed on his head.
Yeah, and now 50 Cent, you have to sit there and pose like this for a picture. Everybody will laugh at you.
And his expression on his face.
What up, Joe?
Is exactly the expression of a guy who is thinking, when you finish taking my picture, I'm going to cut you up.
Yeah.
He's got that, I am the meanest, baddest, I hate everybody look.
Mm-hmm.
No, not one of these people ever smiles. Ever.
I know he has a gunshot wound on his face.
Ooh,
somewhere.
Does?
Yeah.
Well, I am lost and I am amazed at here's the deal. It says his new, I guess this is his new release, The Massacre, sold 1.14 million copies in 4 days.
Wow.
He has the previous record set in 2003 with the debut Get Rich or Die Trying. That sold 872,000 in 4 days. Unbelievable.
I know.
You know, and I don't doubt that that a lot of people are buying this stuff because every other car that pulls up next to me at a stop sign, they're playing some of this crap.
Can we do it? Do you think that we could do like a band, get a band together and do something like that and call ourselves something?
I think we could do it if no one ever saw us.
And do rap? Oh, I think it would be great.
What would you want to call us?
Terry might have something here.
Kennedy has.
They don't know what we look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if we could just get the lingo down.
Call our album, I'm a Killer.
Oh.
Yeah. And we'll, you know what? We'll go around doing radio interviews. We'll start in St. Louis, and we'll go on some rap stations, and they'll say, in the house, in the studio, the man, Killer. Hey, thanks for being with us. And we'll say, shut up, you MF-er.
Yeah.
Terry
could be 2 bits.
Yeah.
What?
Two bits.
I thought you said too big.
No, 2 bits. Yeah.
Oh, 2 bit. Yeah. I get it. Half of 50 Cent.
Yeah. I could be Heavy D. Is there already a Heavy D?
Yeah, there is.
Heavy T.
Heavy
T.
Heavy Ice T.
Yeah.
Heavy T. That's pretty good.
Heavy T.
Again, we missed it.
We missed it.
We should have been, and I was going to say should have been black. You don't have to be black.
No.
It's not black.
You could be F to the Wildwood.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
F to the Wild.
Now, here's another, I'll do a little business, we'll get Reggie in here, but here's another thing I don't get. I'm still confused about the black and the African-American thing, because I'm reading a USA Today story on the Army, and it says fewer blacks and fewer women are joining the Army. Now, it flat-out calls people blacks, okay? Not African-Americans, but blacks. And then in the second paragraph, it says, more African-Americans identify having to fight for a cause that they don't support.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, what is it? Is it black? The headline's black and the body is African-American. Here's my question. First of all, these people are not even black. They're brown. Why has nobody, we've heard everything, colored, Negro, African-American, Afro, nobody has ever hit on brown yet. They're brown, because that's what they are. They're not black.
Yeah, why did black ever start?
Tar is black, okay? Black, we all know what black looks like. I don't know that I've ever seen anybody who was actually black. Mm-mm. They're brown people.
And they're different shades.
They're different brown. Shades of brown, but they're all brown. Some very dark brown.
Yeah.
So why has it never, ever come up that somebody decided, hey, let's be brown, or let's call them brown people. Why?
Well, you know what? If some influential person like Jesse Jackson or Spike Lee or something came out and made a big old speech, said we're going to start calling ourselves brown people,
they probably would start
doing it.
But
you know?
I don't know. With respect to people of color, I mean, right away we know Native Americans have more of a red skin. And Asian more of a yellow. It's always been documented that. And then Hispanic more of a brown.
I'm surprised nobody ever called them redskins. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah,
oh,
see what you did. You know, but I mean, really, if you had to pick one race that is more of a brown skin, I think it's more Hispanic.
And by the way, what is that people of color crap? Okay, people of color. Why don't you just say non-whites? Okay, because all those people you're talking about are just not white people.
Well, colored people is exactly the same phrase as people of color.
No, it's not. Because people of color includes Hispanics.
Includes all.
Asian. It's all of them.
But you never hear Hispanics or Asians say people of color. It's only black people who say people of color.
Yeah, they say we're Hispanic. I don't get it. I'm confused.
I don't know.
And I get more confused as time goes on. So here's something that's not confusing. Lakeside Exteriors. Lakeside Exteriors is down at the Home Show. It's the 28th annual Home Builders Association show. And folks, I got to tell you, there's more fun stuff. I just heard where John Shea and Jim McMillan are going to be down there. Right there. I mean, there's another reason to go. But the big reason I want you to go, all of you listening who are considering siding, I want you to go and meet the folks from Lakeside Exteriors. They're in, they gave us the booth number. It's like 1425.
Mm-hmm.
So go down, say hello, tell them your AM and PM, and take a look and a feel and a smell or whatever, because it's right there in a little house they've built out of hardy plank exterior siding. This hardy plank siding, just trust me on this when I tell you that when you walk up to it, wrap your knuckles on it, get a good look at a cross-section and a piece of it, you are going to have the same reaction that everybody does. My goodness, I've seen a lot of siding. I have never seen anything like this. Fibrous cement, 95% Portland cement, and it will not rot. It will, insects cannot get through it, and sunlight can't hurt it. Water can't damage it. It's virtually indestructible. It'll be around a lot longer than you are. It's a 50-year limited warranty. It's called Hardy Plank, and we want you to see it. And there's no better people to show it to you than the people that are going to put it up for you, and that's Lakeside Exteriors. Their phone number is 636-978-5000. Their website, lakesideexteriors.com. And their current location, the Home Show, through the rest of the week, Lakeside Exteriors. Let's go to Denver, Colorado. I know where I'm going to go. Time to check in with Reggie McDaniel, and Reggie is brought to you, as he always is, by Metro Lighting and their six stores and their staff of highly qualified lighting specialists. Great lighting, great accessories, great website, MetroLightingCenters.com. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
Well, I'm okay. I apologize for being on the phone. I was not supposed to be on the phone, but long story short, big power outage out here. I'm in California, and no power now for about 14 hours.
Oh,
not in the whole state, just where I am.
Where?
I'm in Southern California, Palm Springs.
Oh, Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's all right. At least you're
getting it's okay if you have air conditioning.
Yeah, I'd rather be here in a little warm than somewhere else in a lot cold.
Oh, okay.
Well, you got to.
I understand that. Because it's 60-something here, though it snowed yesterday morning.
Oh, isn't that
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that is.
That's nice.
Golly.
Let's talk movie talk.
I've got one for you.
All right.
Robots.
Mm. Okay.
Oh, here we go, Dan.
All right.
Now, Robots is a difficult movie to describe because it's got so many people in it. But here we go. Mel Brooks is the voice of this head robot of this robot world. And what he tries to tell the robots that no matter where you come from, whether you got new parts or spare parts, whether you're hand-me-downs or brand new upgrades, you can still be somebody. And he has this company where he tells them, come on in, because I need inventors, because these robots invent other things to help the robot world. Well, this one boy grows up, well, he keeps getting replacement parts each year, and he gets older, and he wants to be an inventor. That's all he wants to do. So he finally gets old enough to go to the city where the Mel Brooks is, and he, when he gets there, he's met by a bunch of junk robots, Robin Williams being one of them. They try to convince him not to go to the city because times have changed. And when the robot goes to the company where the man works, he sees that the man is nowhere around. Mel Brooks is nowhere around. Somebody else is in charge of the company, and he only has the upgrades. He's trying to get rid of all the spare parts, which endangers all the other robots because if they don't have the money for spare parts, they're going to be sent to the scrap heap.
Uh-oh.
I'm lost.
Yeah.
You lost?
You said so many big names. Give us some more of the big names.
Oh, Halle Berry's in it.
Excuse me.
She's a robot. It,
actually, you named the big person in this movie just about.
No kidding.
Yeah.
All right,
it seems like that's the trend nowadays. All of Hollywood is trying to get into these voiceovers.
Well, I think that would be fun. I think that would be so much fun.
I'd like to know how much somebody like Robin Williams gets paid to do just a voice, you know.
I'd like to name
probably
it.
Not that much. I mean, he gets more to scale.
Well, he made the character, the genie, right?
Yeah.
In Aladdin.
Yeah.
The first Aladdin. I mean, he made that movie, I thought.
And he did the third one, too.
Right.
You said name a big person there in it. Louis Anderson, is he in it?
Oh, big. Yeah.
Let me give you some of the names.
Jack Palance.
Terry. Terry Bradshaw. Mel Brooks. Amanda Bynes. Drew Carey. Jennifer Coolidge.
Jennifer Lopez.
You know, Robin Williams, Paul Giamatti.
Oh, sideways.
Dan Hedaya. You know, Carla's husband from Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
James Earl Jones.
Ooh.
Greg Kinnear.
Never heard of anyone.
Jay Leno.
I don't think James Earl Jones has that great a voice.
Jay Leno's
in it. Crazy. Hey. Ewan McGregor.
Hold it. I'd like to hear a little of what it might sound like if we could hear Jay Leno just saying, hey, look at those robots. What would that sound like?
Hey, look at me. Look at this. I'm a robot. I need some oil.
And Al Roker's in it?
Al Roker's in it.
Wow.
I'm telling you. You've named a person, and they had Stanley Tucci, Harlan Williams.
Wow.
But Jay Leno is a fire hydrant, and he only has a small part, but it's funny.
Who's that guy they were going to put in there who lassos those birds? Owl Roper.
Like Simon on American Idol says, lassoon. He said that the other night.
All kind of people are in it. Now, the one thing that's gonna be in his advantage, well, two things. One is rated PG.
Yeah.
It's not even PG-13. So, and it's gonna be on IMAX.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, the big screen.
Only?
No, they got two versions.
Okay.
The IMAX version and the regular size version.
Okay.
I'm thinking about all those little bitty theaters called IMIN.
Min.
Hey, Reggie, if it's going to be in the IMAX theaters, those movies are usually under an hour. So is the theater version also under an hour?
No.
Okay.
No, the theater version is still going to be, well, it's an hour and a half.
Okay.
It's just like about 90, 91 minutes.
Okay.
Is there any nudity in this?
No.
Nuts and bolts.
So the robots are wearing clothes?
Well, no, actually, the robots aren't wearing clothes.
Uh-oh.
So there's a few nuts and bolts.
There's an IMAX theater about 10 minutes from me. I mean, it does a huge business, but the seats are hard. So when you go in, they give you an IMAX pad to sit on.
Oh, my.
Three adhesive strips.
Yeah, we've already seen better things.
All right, let's have it. ARDs for robots.
Well, I gave this 3 ARDs.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, here they come. 3.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. Now, right, I would have given it more, but it was a little hard to keep up with because you're trying to identify those voices instead of just watching
right.
the movie.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, and that's the bad thing about it.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Oh, bye, Reggie.
Oh, I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Oh, I miss you.
I talk to you tomorrow when I'm not on the telephone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye, Reggie.
All right,
bye.
Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right. Folks, I apologize for being on the phone. It wasn't supposed to happen. Hopefully, by tomorrow's show, all will be the way it's supposed to be, and we'll let you know. Either that or I'll die of a heat stroke. Let's leave you with something that you can't get in California, and that is Bandana's Barbecue. I went to a supermarket the other night, and the closest I could come was the supermarket deli baby back ribs, their barbecue. That's the closest I could come. Yeah. But then... no fried corn on the cob, no potato salad like Bandana sells, and no Bandana's atmosphere, and no, not even a hint of a smell of smoke in that deli, in that supermarket. A little too sterile, a little too fluorescent, a little too clean. Bandana, smell that smoke. If you're down around Springfield, Missouri, now you are still in Bandana country, because there's one open down there. There are 13 in the St. Louis area with the addition of Fairview Heights. There is Columbia, Missouri. There is St. Joe, Missouri. And there will soon be Bandanas everywhere. No person, if I were running for president at the next election, which I believe will be 08, I would say no man, woman, or child in this country will ever be more than 30 miles away from Bandanas. If somebody will take that platform, I think we got something, and I think you could win the election. Bandanas, smell that smoke. We are out of here. But we will be, all of us, back here tomorrow, right after 3 o'clock. Till then, have a great Thursday evening, everybody. You got